The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on RantiumRadio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Well, it is I, the quintessential stud muffin. Jewel, my penis has an elbow. When I'm in, it hits her colon, innards, spleen, and gizzards. When I bust, it's like a blizzard, and I roll with Shining Wizards. Gertner, keep listening, and have yourself an eargasm.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Will you stop?
Please. Fucking whore.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm recording now. Oh, yeah. Hello. All right, and we're streaming, too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop you guys up. What the hell is that? Kevin's moving further. He's got plunder. He got plunder, by God.
Yo, I told you guys.
Oh, yes.
Why, Kevin Garifo?
Yo, you want to see something cool?
Yes, please, show us.
Check out these bad boys. Life magazine from 1970.
Oof.
Great stuff down there. All right, let's do this.
Matt's fucking cracking up. This is awesome.
All right, Kevin.
I don't like this. I'm getting out of the video.
Why? All right, he can get out because it'll probably save him a little bandwidth if he gets out of the video anyway.
All right,
you don't think?
Video.
All right, there you go. Kev, you still there though, right? Oh, he's back. Guess who's back? Back again. Oh, he's sick. He's sick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Kevin. I don't like this. Can we just go back to the calls? The regular call?
No, we're doing the... You could stay off. You could stay off.
Your video's off.
Yeah, you're cool.
I could still see you guys, though. How do I get rid of that?
You don't have to. You
can't get rid of us.
Yeah, we're here forever. We're in your dreams. We're in your nightmares.
I don't know how I feel about that.
This might be the new way to do the podcast.
Yeah, it looks like it for the time being. How are you guys holding up with all the shenanigans? Nothing?
Good. I'm okay.
Hey, Kev, can you see me on the screen?
I turned my phone upside down.
So you can't see it?
No, I can't.
No, I found a figure. No. I gotta show you this figure I found.
Yeah, all right. Your freaking foot. I already know what you're going to do.
I tried the trick, Kevin. I'm sorry,
Doing as good as you can, being in the service industry, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're getting screwed up. I heard Chippy Magoo got all his shit shut down because he works in the TV industry. It fucking sucks, dude.
It's a rough time, but it's for the greater good, you know?
I guess.
I mean, it's easy for you to be miserable because you work from home. Like, I work in a restaurant. I don't know where all these people – I can't. Assume I took money from somebody yesterday whose hands were filthy fucking dirty.
Yeah, but you do that every day, don't you?
Yeah, but not when there's a fucking coronavirus out there. My mother-in-law, who I live with, has like had the pneumonia before. Like, she has those issues. So if I bring that shit home, Like, I'm not worried about me getting sick. I'm worried about her getting sick. Right. I can't be giving this to other people.
I mean, that's understandable. You're doing the right thing with that. I don't know. I get the feeling it's a little too much, you know? Like, they're shutting everything down at 8 o'clock. You can't even go out for to go to a fucking restaurant or, you know, like, go to a bar and have a drink. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just wacky. It's really
you really weird. Need a drink that bad, though. Just have it at home in the comforts of your own home. There's an article on is Reuters a thing? Am I saying
Reuters.
That right?
Reuters.
Reuters.
Yeah, yeah.
About when it broke out in South Korea and how the first 30 people that got it followed every single thing they were supposed to do to a T. And then guess what happened?
They got it.
The 31st guy didn't do it, and that's where it started.
What a dick. Can I say to that 31st guy, go fuck yourself?
Look, I get it. Nobody wants to be fucking stuck in a house all day with their fucking family that they probably hate and their fucking wife that they probably hate.
Oh, wait. I like my wife. I like my kid. But being around them all fucking day, you know, he could be trying on anybody.
Of course. But it is what it is. It's what needs to be done. Don't be a selfish piece of shit. You get fucking video games. You got the network. You can fucking jerk off all day. You can run around in your front yard.
And you don't need 40 cases of toilet paper. You don't need fucking 10 dozen eggs. Eggs are going to get back to the supermarket. Fucking have patience. Seriously, people are fucking nuts.
Just don't get it.
I really am losing faith in fucking humankind, dude. I really am.
Oh, this is where you lose faith. Not when they were eating Tide Pods.
No.
Or... No, that was normal.
The Tide
that
Pods
was okay.
are delicious,
Eat
dude.
A Tide Pod.
I didn't know if you were aware. They're quite scrumptious.
You know, and then there was the whole, like, sheep thing. Like, one person does, like, a viral video, like the mannequin challenge or the ice bucket challenge, and then everybody else has to do it because they're all sheep.
When you said the sheep thing, I thought you meant something like where people were fucking sheep.
I mean, that might be going on in Kevin's basement right now. I don't know. We can't see him now, so.
I know. Kevin's like the John Cena of the fucking Shining Wizards.
That's right. You can't see Kevin. Kevin, how are you holding up there, West Orange? I hear you got this coronavirus.
Yeah, we got a case. We got one confirmed case in New Old Wotown.
Is it you? Because it sounds like it might be
you. Like you're choking.
No. Well, maybe. Who knows? give us some tests and maybe we can figure it out.
You got to let them stick the thing up your nose.
Is that what they do? I don't even know what the test is. What's the test? What do they do?
It's like a flu test. They jam the gimmick in your nose.
First, the doctor bends you over.
Don't go to Tony's doctor.
My doctor's the best, dude.
Yeah.
Gives me my fucking proctology exam with no hands. A boo.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
This is why I unfriended you on Facebook, Tony. This exact reason.
Wow. All right.
The truth comes out.
Oh, it is what it is. I still love Kevin. Kevin's awesome.
Right back at you, Slick.
So what do you want to get into? You want to talk about the fact that lots of shit's been getting canceled first? You want to do all that coverage?
When you say a lot of shit, you mean everything but WrestleMania, right?
Okay, all right, let's quantify it that way. Ring of Honor, we made picks for Ring of Honor, and that got canceled.
I mean, dude, it happened so fast.
I paid for the Crockett Cup, and that got canceled.
Oh, what's going to happen with that?
Refunds are coming out. They said just keep an eye on things in the next couple of days. You'll be getting refunds. So, I mean, no harm, no foul, but it's kind of really fucking throwing a lot of monkey wrenches out there, you know?
Sure, they postponed the AEW show in Newark to July, but they're still going to do...
And you guys had tickets to that, too.
Yeah. I had tickets to a concert Thursday night that we didn't go to.
We were supposed to go...
Because they shut the city down.
We were going to go to the city. We wound up canceling. They shut Broadway down. We had tickets for a show. My fucking...
What show?
Diana the Musical.
About
Princess Diana
Ross?
No, Princess Diana.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
It was a gift from my wife for her birthday, and
I'll tell you how that one ends up. Save me the trouble, Tony. I'll sing for you right now as Princess Diana.
The same way as JYD's life did.
Oh, shit.
You're such a you fucking hump.
They were tickets for my wife's birthday. It's not like I was like, oh, I need to go see Diana the Musical.
God, I can't believe you told people. Like, there's people that listen to this that are going to know you were going to go see a fucking musical about fucking Christmas.
I saw Taylor Swift a couple years ago. Everybody knows about that too. Who gives a shit?
That's much, dude.
What?
T-Swift is much better than Princess Diana.
But we had plans to go to lunch. We had reservations. You know what I'm saying? We were going to make like a whole afternoon out of it. It wasn't just, hey, come watch the British lady get killed in a car wreck with a fucking foreigner. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You got to cover the Milky Way legs, buddy. I'm a little uncomfortable right now.
Oh, what, this?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I feel like fucking Lanny Poffo in that picture he sent us wearing a fucking t-shirt. Sorry. I didn't even get changed, dude. I would have put jeans on. I would have put on a Shining Wizard shirt, but whatever.
You have a show attire?
Well, I don't usually wear like my fucking lounge around the house wear, you know? Like, I don't walk around my house wearing Shining Wizards wrestling shirts.
Why not?
Because I don't. I wear my, you know, this shirt right here that I'm wearing, the Pac-Man shirt.
Wait.
All right, Kevin's chiming in. We gotta give Kevin a chance.
So before me and Matt arrive at Studio A, that's not what you had already had on all day.
No, because I like to I wash up, I check the pits, I clean out the undercarriage, I clean up for you guys. I make sure I smell nice and fresh.
Yeah, you can't put on a pair of socks.
No, my feet need to breathe, bro.
You do all that work to get ready for us, and the one thing that one of us actually cares about, you don't do.
Nope.
All right, glad we got that straightened out.
Of course, man, of course.
I think it's funny that it gets changed just for us. So you won't wear your Shining Wizards shirts ever around your house.
No, because I have shirts around my house just for lounging around. They're like, they're soft, they're worn in, they're fucking years old. And that's...
So you just specifically own Shining Wizards shirts to wear them 2 hours a week?
No, that's not true at all. I wear them out sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, where do I go, dude? I work from home. I go to my kids' school to pick them up, and I bring them home. Where the fuck do I go?
We can't have your kids' friends knowing about this show.
I didn't go to go see Diana the musical. Where the fuck do I ever go?
Oh, you would have got all dressed up, wouldn't you, to see that? Huh?
Dude, all gussied up, dude.
You would have been like, I could have seen like, Tony going to like a musical like dressed as like Jimmy Hart, where he has just like a blazer with like weird stuff, and then just a Shining Wizard shirt underneath.
Come on, Daddy. We're going to see Diana, Daddy. Come on, Daddy.
That's how Tony dresses up to go to Broadway.
Yes, my Shining Wizards attire.
So I hope they refund you for the Diana the musical.
Oh, no, we're rescheduled. We're going in August. Don't worry about it. We're going to see.
Can't wait.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're going, Mr. Krabs. But they canceled my fucking Easter vacation.
Oh. They shut the whole fucking country down. What are you complaining about?
Dude, my father is still on a cruise ship somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Don't know where that ship is at.
Good luck with that.
The Somalis might have gotten to him. Who the fuck knows?
Bad news for you, buddy.
Yeah, it is what it is. Whatever. He wanted to go. Where we going? We're going. All right, have fun.
It's fucking Captain Phillips now, buddy.
I am the captain.
I'm the captain now.
Right, but nobody's dead over there, right?
Where? In Hawaii?
Your neck of the woods. You're good, right?
No, everything's cool in the gang.
All right, Kevin, everyone's alive over by you.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone goes, it's probably going to be me.
All right. Well, at least we have something to look forward to. We can start a GoFundMe.
There we go.
Like every fucking jerk-off indie wrestler who's not going to work WrestleMania weekend because they're the only ones that matter.
That really fucking chapped your ass, didn't it?
Of course it does, because they're not – I get it. But don't be fucking selfish. You're not the only ones that are out of a job.
Well, it's not they're out of a job. They're losing a weekend. I mean.
Okay, I'm out of a job. Start a fucking GoFundMe.
Buy my
shit.
Ooh, can we get that started up? Kratzo, get on that.
We're not starting a GoFundMe for me.
No, you're not.
I just think it's fucking ridiculous. Like, I get it. You chose the profession. I chose the food industry. This is like the worst possible thing that can happen. But you don't see me on social media trying to shill people to fucking support me.
All right, if you were going to ask for support, how would you sound?
Like, I wouldn't.
Oh, come on. If you were, let's.
But here's the thing, though. I wouldn't because I'm too proud.
Okay. Say you weren't proud. Say you had no scruples, no morals, and you wanted to beg for money. How would you beg for money?
I don't know, man. I'd probably, like, roll around in the dirt, take a picture outside by the street.
He'd be one of the old poor kids in the beginning of the Princess Diana musical.
The queen, she's going to die in a car crash unless you give me a dollar.
Right. See, I didn't see any GoFundMes, but I have no problem with like a if you have a pro wrestling tee store, show that, do that.
Hey, you're not gonna get to check me out, but you know, buy a shirt. You know.
Yeah. And it's Matt can relate to like I saw some stuff going around for like restaurants. Hey, like if you're not gonna be able to go to the restaurant, buy a gift certificate. That'll put money in their register or whatever. And then once, you know, things cool down, you go to the restaurant. Boom. Done.
Kev, that's a great idea. But the only problem with that is they already spent all that money on fucking 10 dozen eggs that they're never going to fucking eat anyway.
Oh, no. You can go through eggs quick, bro.
I don't know what you're doing with eggs, but.
Yeah, 6 egg omelets. Jeez. Fucking one cart is gone in a day.
Who makes a 6 egg omelet? You do?
Sometimes.
For real. Man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's a lot of fucking eggs, dude. You're staring at me like you want to burn a hole through my soul.
I'm a big boy. I don't know what to tell you.
Fucking
that is a lot of eggs, dude. Matt.
Fair enough. I like eggs.
Ooh, you know what you should do with all this spare time? Do some fucking DDP yoga. Get back on the bandwagon. It's be the perfect fucking time to do it.
I'll add that to my list of things to do.
I'm serious.
Exercise was not one of the things I like to do. Playing video games.
Okay, I like that as well.
You're looking at my hot wife.
Okay, I look at my wife.
There you go, good answer.
My wife.
I hate people. I don't know, maybe. I don't fucking know,
man. Come on, dude, 20 minutes a day is all it takes. Look at me.
You're right, I probably need to.
Look at me, dude, look at this. Come on.
Stop. Sit down.
I got like a two-pack.
Please, sit down. Maybe I'll go across the street and run around on the field. There's nobody over there.
Ooh, you should get some of the kids from the neighborhood and play like hiding, like freeze tag, except to call it Corona
time. No.
Why not?
I'm almost 40 years old. I can't be knocking on doors. Hey, can the boys come out and play? That's how you end up in fucking jail, stupid.
They should get a free meal.
No, I got enough food. We're stocked. I got chicken. I got broccoli. I got rice.
You got chicken and broccoli. All right. The jokes write themselves, folks.
I got burgers. I got Hot Pockets. I got pizzas for one. I got pasta. I got ice cream. I got booze. I got it all. I'm ready.
All right, you're good to go.
Right. I'm not worried. I'm excited about this.
All right. You're excited.
Filed for unemployment today. I'm good.
All right. You look happy.
I embrace this. I'll fucking sit in the house for fucking 8 weeks. I don't give a shit.
Well, it might come to that. So
I can clean out the shed outside. I can clean out the basement. I can get a lot done.
Just don't push your mother-in-law down the stairs.
I ain't touching my mother-in-law, okay?
All right,
she's a nice woman. Don't you dare besmirch her good name.
Just don't do it again, all right?
Look, all I'm saying is... if I fall on... Look, if this whole pandemic didn't happen and I fell on hard times and I was like... Hey, guys, I don't have a job. Support, you know, buy something of mine. None of these fucking wrestlers would do it. They don't give a shit. They're all fucking selfish.
I don't know if that's true.
Really? How many of our friends have bought a Shining Wizards t-shirt or are part of our Patreon? One.
One friend?
That's in the wrestling business, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but are we really on hard times when we're shilling for a t-shirt for the podcast? I mean, it's
no, but I'm just saying.
It's a different situation nowadays, you know?
I didn't tell you to be a fucking wrestler. It's annoying. It's this fucking 20th century. I deserve this. This is why I put my body on the line. So you should support me when you're out of work and I'm out of work and you can't leave the house and I can't leave the house. But because I fucking put on underwear and dance around for 20 minutes and do high spots and don't sell and do zero ring psychology, you should fucking support me. Come on, man.
Okay,
Boomer. We're all in the same boat.
Kevin, comment?
I got nothing.
Fucking fired up about this. I'm fired up about Vince McMahon, too. You know when the wrestling business gets better? When he fucking dies.
Ooh, hot take.
He's a fucking slimy piece of shit businessman, too.
It's wrestling, dude. Everybody's slimy.
He needs to check his ego at the door. This is bigger than WrestleMania.
Everybody fucking loves Triple H. Triple H is just as slimy as all the other ones, dude. It's just a matter of degree. What?
Did he spend fucking 2 hours Friday night putting himself over?
Yeah, he was kind of burying people, which is typically what he does. But it was a different situation. I kind of enjoyed it. Like when him and Mojo Rawley were fucking with Michael Cole, I was kind of chuckling at that.
I'm sorry, what?
Triple H did commentary with Michael Cole most of the night for the SmackDown, you know, at the Performance Center.
Yeah, but then you said another name.
Who? Mojo Rawley.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was out there fucking with Michael Cole. So then Triple H jumped in, and they were like kind of doing the ragdoll, pushing Michael Cole back and forth. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of funny. I also heard the women stopped wrestling during the commercial breaks, and when they came back from commercial, they were all just standing around.
Funny, I heard they never actually started wrestling.
Boo.
Kevin, comment, SmackDown.
About the women's match?
Everything. Yeah. Did you smack it down?
I watched it.
What?
It was weird to get into at first, but then once you realize what the situation was, I thought it was good. Jeff Hardy came back. They renamed his move the Twist of Fury instead of the Twist of Fate. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, why?
Because I guess Matt Hardy owns the trademark, the Twist of Fate.
Yeah, and I had heard that Matt actually responded to somebody saying that he didn't trademark Twist of Fate, like that Jeff always had his permission to do it. He would never step on his brother's career or anything like that. So who the fuck knows, dude?
Well, it probably wasn't a Jeff call.
I don't know. Bottom line is Matt's wife is a fucking problem. Because she can't fucking stay out of shit, dude.
I saw there was like a Jeff Hardy video.
Yeah, but that's old. That's an old video where he was like bitching and moaning about his wife. Yeah, that was from a couple years ago. So who knows how legit that was.
What old Rebbe do?
Yeah, but dude, Rebbe's always like lighting shit up on Twitter. We all know this. That's nothing new.
Hey, Rebbe's Matt's wife, not Jeff's.
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, every time something goes wrong in Mattitude land, like she's the first one jumping on shit. She's like the oh no you didn't wife. Like everything fucking bugs her. I don't know. Hey, you know what I did watch this week as well?
What did you watch, buddy?
I watched MLW Fusion. They're also taking a break, too, by the way. That press release came out today.
Everyone is. WWE will, too. I mean, WrestleMania won't happen. Yeah. I mean, if it does, it won't happen in the way that we all expected it to happen. But it's like they're not going to have it at the stadium.
How much money are they not going to make on this? Their stock is going to fucking tank, dude.
That's the thing. That's why they have to hold out. They have to hold out until someone cancels them.
Yep.
So once that happens, then they'll be all right.
And the fucked up thing is, like, nobody, if you're not a citizen, you're not allowed to travel here from Europe. And they get a hell of a lot of Europeans that come in for WrestleMania every year anyway. So they're talking about a lot of people that aren't even going to be at the event, which means, like, all right, yeah, fine, the tickets are sold. Maybe they get their money back. Maybe they don't. But that's lost merchandise, too, because everybody that goes in that building fucking buys a ton of shit.
I feel like they already have it.
The special WrestleMania, like, those people that pilgrimage, like, once a year, they buy, like, the special WrestleMania shirt and the souvenir cup and the program.
And the belts. The fucking belts are the big thing now. The replica belts, whether it's, like, the Hitman or Hogan or the Heartbreak Kid. Like, everybody's got a special edition belt now, too.
Does Shawn Michaels have a belt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an eye.
Stupid ass.
Big ol' eye. Look, I understand people's frustrations with the whole situation, and I am not looking forward to WrestleMania. I could care less if it happens. I understand, but this is bigger. Like, come on, man.
Bigger. Better.
If they're really smart, they do it in a venue that looks like a toilet bowl, because it's going to be shit.
You're not interested in seeing Rhea Ripley defend against Charlotte? You don't care about Shayna Baszler?
You know what? That's one of the few matches that actually has like a story to it, so I'm okay with that.
You don't care about Akam
come on, himself? Man. Spear versus Spear? You're not excited for that?
I will be doing something that day. More important than that.
The big dog and the fucking bald dog or whatever they're calling them?
I just don't care.
Pretty sure they're not calling him the bald dog.
They should. I would invest in that.
Ow.
You all right, Kev?
Yeah. Not a lot of narrow spaces down here.
Yeah, why
have
you
to change locations?
Why are you walking around? Can't you just sit down, you weirdo?
He's nervous.
I want to get a beverage.
All right. It's like you got a lot of nervous energy over there.
Eh.
Oh, you want to know what else I learned this weekend?
Oh, what did you learn, Tony?
Apparently, our brothers over at Turnbuckle Throwbacks are still keeping track of their picks, even though nobody's ever fucking reached out to us. So I think this whole pick thing might be dead in the water.
Yeah, because they're retarded.
Because there's no shows anymore.
Well, that too. Yeah, I went 0-0 at the 18th anniversary special. How'd you guys do?
We all did, buddy.
That's a fucking disappointment, dude.
Look.
Undefeated.
I have the Honor Club, and it is a great thing that Ring of Honor does, but this is like the perfect time for them to start uploading a lot of the old stuff.
Yeah, and get people on that shit.
Because that's what a lot of people who have kind of left the Ring of Honor fandom, there's not a lot of old stuff on the Honor Club. And I know it was – nothing will be as big as the WWE Network, but it's like Impact has a very nice streaming system when they have a nice archive and you can go back and watch almost all of their stuff. Ring of Honor needs to catch up because they're like – that 18th anniversary show I did that we finally put out last week, like a lot of those anniversary cards are amazing,
yeah.
Amazing stuff. And they're hard to find. So if Ring of Honor could put it on the Honor Club, you would definitely jack up subscriptions, especially at this time. Like you saw UFC do it Saturday night. They ran their fights in Brazil and they gave the whole thing away for free on ESPN. Granted, I haven't watched UFC in a long time, but it was very quiet at the restaurant and it wasn't very good. But it was something to watch. There's no fucking sports on. So
yeah, that's the thing. Like I caught myself watching a little of that too because like there was no afternoon hockey on. There was no conference tournaments for basketball on. There was nothing.
Yeah.
And so like,
you mentioned
like short of watching like Law and Order SVU reruns again. I was like, this is some sort of competition. I'll put this on. And I watched. I think I watched like a women's match or something like that. It was pretty good.
You mentioned the NCAA. So they scrapped the entire March Madness this year.
Yes.
So
the entire thing, like, so done.
That's fucked, dude. Seton Hall was having a fucking stellar year too, and I don't
sure
even give
were.
A shit. But that's a disappointment because they're my fucking, it's my school, you know.
Yeah, a lot of teams have stuff to be disappointed about with that. A team like looks like a team like Dayton, who came out of nowhere and has potentially be a number one seed, like insane and nothing. Iona. I think was another one. Iona? No, that's a different story.
I heard the NCAA is giving everybody another year of eligibility. So if they want to play another season, they can.
I haven't heard that yet for basketball. I heard that for the spring sports. I don't know if that's true for the winter sports yet.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, I don't really follow the NCAA all that much anyway, but that's what I heard. You may be right that it's the spring sports. Dude, XFL, not only did they cancel the season – but they actually put out a press release that they were paying everybody and everybody was keeping their insurance. That's a big deal, dude. That's pretty awesome.
We have breaking news. Breaking news on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what do we got?
What's this?
WWE has released a statement regarding WrestleMania 36. It will now take place on a closed set at the WWE's training facility in Orlando, Florida, April 5th at 7 p.m. Available exclusively on the WWE Network.
So that's it. They shit can Mania. Wow.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt your conversation.
No.
No, that's big news.
Thoughts? I mean, we saw it coming.
Look, from my standpoint, I think it was a no-brainer. It's their performance center, so they'll be able to jazz it up any way they want. I'm sure it'll be something cool and different, and people will still watch worldwide, and it keeps everybody safe, and I think that's the best thing for them to do. Again, I probably won't be watching because I really don't have any interest in WrestleMania, but also at that time, if there's nothing else on TV, I might peek in. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is definitely a wrinkle in the old, as you said, a monkey wrench, if you will, to make more people want to watch. How are they going to do the biggest show? Like, you understand like what they do, like the pyro, the setup, the stage, all that crazy stuff. Now they're going to have this in a building that fits 56 people. That's insane. Undertaker, Goldberg, Roman Reigns, John Cena, Bray Wyatt, all these guys wrestling in the performance center in front of who?
They're burning through the card just so this way they can get their stories moving forward. That's why they're still doing it.
What if they had postponed it to like June or August or September?
Then you have like fucking whenever we come out of this whole quarantine thing. Then it becomes like now you got to keep these stories rolling for another 3-4 months, and it just doesn't work with wrestling. At least not a promotion like WWE. Like MLW stops. It's like, all right, they're in the middle of something. They're not really building to the next thing yet, you know?
Yeah, and this is kind of crazy too because like a lot of these guys are, as much as we hate it, they are part-timers. So, like, can you guarantee, like, you know, Undertaker's – or John Cena is probably the better example. Like, will John Cena be available in June or July to come back and do another WrestleMania show?
Yeah, good point.
I know Matt doesn't care, but I'm saying that's a good thing that they got to think of.
From the logistics standpoint, you also have to find a place that'll fit 70,000 people, because WWE is not the only thing rescheduling. There's soccer. There's outdoor concerts.
They were playing a lot
like,
of
this stuff. This isn't like just strictly into March. Like, Live Nation has suspended all concerts going forward. And this could last 4 weeks. This could last 8 weeks. This could last 3 months.
It could last more. There's no stop. There's no time limit on this. We have no idea when this thing could end.
So it's hard for them to plan for something in June or July. I thought it would have been hysterical if they moved it to Saudi Arabia.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't think they can essentially travel. I think the travel ban is everywhere, right?
Oh, please. The prince over there could probably shell out enough money to get them fucking perform in Antarctica if he wanted to.
No, I don't think there's a travel ban out. I think there's a travel ban in.
But I think it's only from Europe, no? And China? I don't think it's from the entire world yet.
No, it's from... Yeah, it's from China, Europe, including the UK, and I believe that's it. Maybe Spain now? Oh, Spain's Europe, duh, idiot.
Dummy, yeah.
You don't need to open the soundboard. I'm the soundboard
master. Yeah.
There he is, you fucking dick eater.
Yeah, I caught myself. Oh, see, now he's going to play
the
most irrelevant sounds.
Yep.
Wolf. Yeah, and I...
Can we talk MLW? Oh,
can we talk MLW? Sure.
Oh, can we please talk MLW? Did you watch it?
I was there. I lived it, buddy.
What did you think of this Myron Reed versus Laredo Kid match?
I liked it.
It was very first gear, dude. I don't like Injustice gets involved way too much, man. They don't give Myron Reed a chance. Laredo Kid was fucking terrible. Terrible. I didn't
like
it at all.
I feel like he was a replacement. I don't think he was supposed to be there.
Well, he got the title shot, and it didn't work out for him. So
no, it didn't.
I mean, look, I like Injustice, but it's too much. Oh my god, dude! And they kept cutting away like there's shit going on in the ring, and they're outside, and Jordan Oliver and Cotto Brazil, they're like crotch chopping. Fucking Jordan Oliver's taking his pants down. I'm like, what are they focusing on? Leave that for the crowd. Do you remember a couple weeks ago I told you to watch when MJF was in the ring and he put his balls on the fucking middle rope? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
It's like, why would you show that on TV? Leave that for the audience. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, there's no point. I don't know. They fucking, it's just stupidity. It just bugs me.
What else took place on MLW Fusion?
Brian Pillman Jr. won the PWI Rookie of the Year Award for the second year in a row. I don't know how the fuck that works.
How bad was that promo?
It was terrible, dude. It was fucking terrible. He thanked Stone Cold, and I don't know what else he talked about. And then he walked off, and he did a little spin-a-rooney as he was walking through the curtain. And, dude, I don't know who that fucking guy was from PWI. Bro. What the fucking Alicia, she's like trying to talk it up. She was stuttering all over herself too. That was rough. And then this fucking dude is like, ladies and gentlemen, like that was his whole thing. He said, ladies and gentlemen, and he pointed to the curtain and Pillman came out and he handed him the award. And that was it, dude. That was it. Dunzo.
You didn't like how he said he won unanimously with 66% or whatever the fuck he said?
Oh, did he say that? I missed that part.
It was a terrible promo. And back to Kevin's question, how do you win Rookie of the Year 2 years in a row?
You quit and then you come back again at some point? I don't
know. No, you can't.
How do you know, Kev? Do you work for PWI?
I know.
I mean, I know you're corporate Kevin, but you're not PWI corporate Kevin.
I'm just saying, in real sports, it's kind of different. Like you could play in two separate seasons, say like in the NHL. But if you don't play enough, you're still considered a rookie, like your second go around. But I mean, Pillman's been around for a while now.
Right, but he played enough in his first and his second year to win Rookie of the Year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's bizarre.
Wait, it just goes to
PW Insider did not PW Insider. Pro Wrestling Illustrated did this.
Yeah. Well, unless they cheesed us and he won a Rookie of the Year from somewhere else the year before. But they all made it sound like it was 2 years in a row for PW. You know what? Somebody do
wait. Somebody... Did he win MLW Rookie of the Year? Or
no,
did he win PWI?
This was Pro Wrestling Illustrated Rookie of the Year. Okay. Type.
I'm looking it up right now.
No, I hear you. While you're looking that up, I'll move on.
Okay, so he did not win it 2 years in a row.
Okay, so where did he win the other Rookie of the Year from?
I don't know. He did not. He won it in this 2019. He won it. 2018 was Ronda. 2017 was
okay,
Otis.
Okay, so then he must have won like an MLW. Wait, Otis won what?
He won the 2017 Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Was that
a fucking rough year for fucking wrestling? Holy shit.
Let me see.
I mean, Prince Iaukea won it in 1997, so.
Well, I mean.
Dude, he won the TV title in his first, not his first match, but against William Regal. Ooh, baby. That was a scorcher.
He was the future of WCW, dude.
Who the fuck is Ace Hawkins?
Kurt Hawkins' little brother.
That's actually me. That's my kayfabe, but that's my wrestling name. It's a tag team that me and Kurt had back in 2016.
Yeah, Kurt was Ace and Kevin was Douche.
No, Kurt was Kurt. I was Ace.
No,
what are you talking about?
He's the Ace.
I am the Ace.
Kevin, do you know who the runner-up in 2012 was to Veda Scott?
For what? For Rookie of the Year?
Veda Scott was Rookie of the Year?
Roman
2012.
Reigns?
No, your buddy the Big O.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Wait. Hold on. This is Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
Correct.
So wait, no offense to Veda Scott. Is this like independent, like lower level, like... I'm trying to process this, because listen, I love me some Veda Scott, and I like the Big O.
Oh.
Who else is on that list? Do you have like a top five there?
I have the top four. Veda Scott won, the Big O was in second, Jason Jordan was in third, and Bambi Hall, she took fourth place. She was a Canadian female wrestler.
Bambi Hall? Hey, yo! Hey!
I mean, Hornswoggle won it in 2007.
Of course he did.
I have to go check these lists.
The Boogeyman in 2006.
Oh, Kevin, you like lists? Kev, you like lists?
I do like lists.
MLW gave us their top 10 this week.
Top 10 what?
They're top 10 wrestlers. Matt, can you guess who was number 10?
Number 10. Are they currently in MLW?
Oh, yeah. He's your favorite.
My favorite.
He's your
Tom
favorite.
Lawler.
King Mo, you dumbass.
What?
King Mo is number 10.
That's fucking nonsense.
Number 9 is Low Ki, who hasn't wrestled in a dog's age.
He wrestled King Mo.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that's why he's number 9 and King Mo's number 10. A lot of depth on that fucking on that show. Number 8, Mance Warner. 7 is MJF. 6 is Mr. Richard Holiday.
You're not even letting us guess.
Oh, you want to guess? All right, guess the top 5. Who's in the top 5?
Guess number 10, and then
all right. So we covered King Mo.
Yeah, yeah. We got Low Ki,
Mance,
Old Mancer,
MJF, and Richard Holiday.
Yeah. So who's in the top 5?
The top 5.
Yes.
Tom Lawler.
Yes, he's number 4.
Hammerstone
is number 1 because he's your middleweight champion, or not middleweight,
national middleweight champion.
Yes.
Davey Boy Smith Jr.
He's number 3.
The 2019 Rookie of the Year, Brian Pillman Jr.
Number 5.
Fuck, I'm missing one.
I'm missing one.
And this is a list top 10 wrestlers.
Top 10, the MLW top 10.
Is Timothy Thatcher still there?
Nope.
Is this like a PWI top 10 or
nope.
Is this like
this is the MLW top 10, baby.
Is this like their week they do it every week?
Oh, they just brought it back. It says it's back.
I'm gonna go long shot just because
Is
Teddy Hart gone at this point?
Oh yeah, hey.
I'm going just because he has a title, Myron Reed.
Yes, correct. Ding.
I got them all?
Yes, you did.
I'm a fucking superstar.
Yes, you are.
Correct. Ding.
Oh, Myron Reed, duh.
Yes, duh.
Dummy, yeah.
What
else happened on a good old MLW?
We got Devon Erics from Hawaii making fun of shitting on fucking Tom Lawler.
I hate Tom Lawler. Tom Lawler's going back to MMA.
For real?
For real.
Yeah.
Well, he comes on later. Hold on. I didn't get there yet.
Can't wait.
So Injustice Talk.
Thanks, Tony.
Injustice talked about white privilege, which is funny because, you know, Jordan Oliver's part of the group. So Team Filthy was talking some shit. Dude, here's the other thing, right? So who lost last week? Eric Stevens lost to Davey Boy Smith Jr. They were bitching that it was a fast count, but then they were like, don't worry about it. Then fucking Gino Medino fucking loses to Mansur. And then the very next segment, they're bitching that Gino Medino had a fast count against him. So it's like, what was it? Oh, by the way, you know who the referee was? He was the fucking dude from ECW.
Oh, Mike Keener?
I think that's his name.
Mike Posey?
It wasn't Jim, what's his name? It wasn't Jim
Mollahall. No, it wasn't Jim Mollahall.
Wait. Finnegan?
Was it John?
Finnegan? No, it wasn't John Finnegan, and it wasn't Jim Mollahall. It was Mike Keener.
Yeah, it was Keener.
That his name?
Yeah. The redheaded guy. He's got a belly.
I think his ring name was Dropkick Mike Posey when he was a wrestler, wasn't he? Is that the same guy?
Sure.
Dropkick Mike Posey? He was a TNA ref, and now I think he refs. Ooh, where does he ref? Does he ref NWA?
He might ref MLW. He was refing the fucking MLW show, probably because they were at the 2300 arena. That's why. Probably local boy getting some work.
It is not Mike Posey.
Well, who the fuck is it?
I'm gonna look it up. I'm telling you, it's Keener.
Oh, Shima.
I know the name. I just thought they were one and the same. They're not.
Shima got kidnapped, and they were sending him back to Akira Kwan over in fucking Asia. So that's where he wound up.
I'm sorry. Who got kidnapped?
Shima after his match last week with Jacob Fatu, and they showed him putting him in the fucking car. They were taking him to fucking Akira Kwan. I don't know if he's being reprogrammed or what, but so there's your update on Shima. And Richard Holiday's taking on Mance Warner's Mystery Man next week. I wonder if it's going to be fucking Moon Man. That'll be interesting. And Killer Cross takes on Tom Lawler. It was okay. There were parts that were good, but yikes. I don't know. I wasn't into it. And your fucking boy was out there with the Gi, fucking the Brains Twin. And fucking Brains Twin?
Carini?
And fucking, yeah, and Kid Osborne was there. And then fucking What's-His-Nuts came out during the middle of the match. Well, you remember this. You were there. Fucking
I was there. I lived it.
Eric Stevens, he came out and he got fucking What's-His-Nuts disqualified. And then Davey Boy Smith Jr. and the Von Erichs came out and they did a little fucking hoedown and they challenged him to an 8-man tag. So that's coming up in the future.
I told you that was the main event.
So there you go. That's probably coming in 2 weeks because they didn't mention that for next week, but I could be wrong.
4.5 hours. And that was the main event.
So that there's fucking MLW for the week.
Did you watch the Circle Squared Circle, whatever the fuck we're calling it?
Oh, fuck. We didn't talk about that last week?
We didn't because we did the show on Mondays. And
oh, my God.
Batten
down the hatches, folks. It's going to be a fucking bumpy ride. Woo, Lord.
So you're saying Kobe Greeno
Lord.
And George South did not have the match
Woo,
in the Central?
Lord. Yo, you got the show in front of you because I want to make sure I remember every little detail about this.
See.
Can I say it again? Oh, Lord. Lordy, lordy, this was the shits.
Oh, was it really?
Let me preface this.
Did you watch both episodes?
Oh, yeah, it was back to back and a belly to belly. It was episodes 2 and 3 together. Like, you couldn't separate them.
Yes.
It was all one spiel-y deal. Holy fuck, dude. All right. So, you're opening. And look, I'm shitting on this because it was bad. I'm still all in with the NWA. This was just a fucking unfortunate speed bump, and you'll find out why in a minute or two. So what do we open up with? We got Colby Carino, and he details like all of his trials and tribulations. Apparently, he had some drug problems and some family problems, this and that. The only thing I learned is he's doing this for his daughter, and he started crying and, you know, touching. I get it. So he cut his interview.
He was doing it for his son.
Yeah, well, that was it. His son. All right, there you go. It's 2020.
I know, but let's make sure.
Well, kids can change. You know how that is.
That's true. All right.
She can pretend she's a tree tomorrow if she wants. Who cares, right?
I mean, at this rate, a tree might be better than being a person.
Well, can trees get corona? Maybe if we all pretended we were trees, we'd get away with some shit. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Easy, easy, Rush. Relax over there.
Take it easy.
Fucking shitty band.
So Colby Carino's match is going to be against the legendary George South, who's a fucking great old school heel. He comes out. He don't give a damn what anybody thinks. He's going to whip that kid's butt. And he trained him, and he's like a son to him, but business is business and all this. Great fucking old school heel. I'm sorry I'm boring you, you fucking yawning cocksucker.
I can't help it. It's not you. I have a yawn. Fuck off.
So, let's get into the match.
All right. Take me through the match.
George South must have been a student of Baron Von Raschke because he put on the claw not once, not twice, not thrice.
because Baron Von Raschke is the only person older than George South?
I would think so at this point. I think he's even got fucking Fritz Von Erich beat in that department. 4 times. He gave Colby Carino nothing. I don't know if this kid can wrestle. I don't know if he can fart. I have no idea what he does because he didn't get a chance to do anything. I don't even know what he came back with.
You've never seen Colby Carino wrestle? Or are you just talking about this show in general?
I've never seen him wrestle, and I did not see him wrestle on this show.
Oh, Colby Carino can go, boy.
Well, he couldn't go. He fucking must have got up and went during this fucking show because he wasn't allowed to do shit. And George South was working the crowd, but he went back to the same old thing, dude. There were no body slams. There were no souples. There were no clotheslines. It was always the fucking claw, dude. It was nonstop with the claw. He'd go to the ropes. He'd get the claw again. Matt fucking left. I don't know if he's going to take a shit or if he's going to do his laundry. I just saw him disappear down the stairs like a fucking comedy routine. It was fucking hilarious. So,
like the magician that just walks down the pretend stairs.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I thought he was doing. I'm like, he's not that fucking talented. He can't be doing that. So, long story short.
He's not that effing nimble. He couldn't even do it if he wanted to.
He's really not. It was fucking hilarious just watching him like just kind of crescendo down the stairs like that.
That DDP yoga.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, there's no reason for him not to get back on that. He's been complaining he hasn't done any fucking exercise, and he should do it.
It didn't sound like he was complaining to me. It sounded like he was okay with it.
Nah, well, maybe he is now because he's home and he's got nothing else to do. I don't know. Whatever, dude. Dude, we're missing the point. So George South doesn't want people to vote for him because he's a fucking heel, which is fucking tremendous. So the assumption is everybody's voting for Colby Carino. Now, I need to punch up because I forgot these ladies' names. I have to fucking pull this up. But from there, they talked a little bit to them, and, you know, it was kind of like, do you like Colby, and do you like fucking George South? And everybody booed him, of course, and this and that. I have to find this. I'm sorry. Fucking just give me 1 minute. Let me just fucking pull up NWA Circle.
You could have all the minutes.
I'm trying not to take too many of them, Kev, because we don't really know how many we have left in this fucking day and age that we're living in. By the way, thanks to everybody tuning in on the rant, listening to us right now on rantdmradio.com, and I typed in NWA Circle, and I can't fucking find anything. Are you kidding me? Here we go. Circle Squared. Here we go. All right. So, Kevin, our next match to follow up this fucking humdinger of a match. Oh, but before we get to that, they started announcing more people for the Crockett Cup, which isn't happening. The Rock and Roll Express, of course. Brody King and Flip Gordon representing Villain Enterprises. Ray Horace and Flamita. And, of course, Tom Latimer and Royce Isaacs from Strictly Business.
Big Latimer guy.
The fucking wild cards. Oh, and there's going to be a wild card battle royal, which features Tim Storm, Ricky Starks, and our guy, Zicky Dice. Thunder Rosa.
Wait, no, there won't.
They're having a wild card battle royal for the last spot. The final two people in the battle royal are going to be the final tag team in the tournament. So there you go.
When are they having this?
On the same day. On the same day, it's going to open the Crockett Cup.
But they're not doing the Crockett Cup.
I know, but this is what they talked about. And of course, Aaron Stevens, the shooter, is defending his national championship against Trevor Murdoch. So that's cool. Plus, you got Nick Aldis defending against Marty Scurll. Who knows when that's going to happen, but that was announced. Okay, so Kevin, let's get to Circle Squared Episode 3, right?
Let's do it, Tony.
We're going all the way to Alaska. Kevin, Freya the Slayer comes out. She's this big, pale woman. And she's a monster. And she couldn't cut a promo for shit, dude. I don't know if she was nervous. I don't know what the deal was, but she fucking clammed up tighter than a piss clam at fucking Asbury Park, dude.
You're telling me someone with the name of Freya the Slayer couldn't cut a promo?
It was fucking bad, dude. It was bad. She had cool ring attire. I'll give her that. But she
Freya the Slayer from Himalaya.
She looked like some pale woman.
Teddy Long, holla at your player.
Yes.
I'm going nuts here, Tony.
No, she would have been better off if she had a mouthpiece because she fucking needed something.
It should have been Teddy Long. Bring in Teddy Long and let the player manage Flaya the Slayer, and you can get then you can have a show called Beat Bobby Flaya, and it'll be on the Cooking Channel.
Hey, let's keep rolling, dude. I like this.
Oh, God.
So Freya the Slayer forgets to fucking mention who she is in her promo, so she gets mocked by it. Oh, by the way, another thing I forgot, which was awesome. While these matches are going on, you know how they've been showing, like, random people, like, commenting on stuff for Circle Square? Are you aware of that gimmick?
I can't lie to you, Tony. I am not familiar with it. Is it like pop-up video where they have someone
in the
corner?
It's kind of not, because they show it, but then they show replays, and they show, like podcasters or, like, sportscasters or, like, just, like, fans just, like, commenting on what they see. Kind of like a watch-along, kind of like what we do.
Oh, okay. I am familiar with that, actually.
But
yeah, you're right.
This time, they had Allison Kay and Eli Drake doing them. And it was actually pretty good because you get some insight. They actually had a lot of good insight on the George South stuff. Like, they enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it that much, but that's on me. So Freya the Slayer is taking on the mean girl, Danny Jordan. Guess what her gimmick is, Kevin?
She's mean?
Well, you've seen the movie Mean Girls, right? It's one of your
That's where I was going to go next.
So she comes out with
She's the one in the neck brace? Does she wrestle in a neck brace the entire time?
No,
Pitbull? Shane Douglas threw him on the ground?
Who's the shortest girl you know? Picture that, like, minus, like, 6 inches. She's tiny, this girl, right? She's got some beef in the legs, too, which, you know, it's fine. It is what it is. And she looks
low,
like...
Low center of gravity.
Yes. So she looks like she's ready, like, to come out, like, all full of piss and vinegar, and she's sort of cut an okay promo. She lost her spot a couple of times, and when you only have about 30 seconds to a minute to impress people, not a good showing. But she had the burn book, and she had Freya the Slayer in her burn book, and she was trying to come up with the zingers, but she's no Kevin Garifo. They kind of, like, fucking died, so.
Well, I mean, come on. Not many people are.
Well, speaking of dying, Kevin, both of the girls took a big shit and fucking died in this match. I didn't like it at all. Freya seemed way too green. Danny seemed like she was kind of out of sorts. The funny thing is, you would think Freya the Slayer is going to get in there and just squash this girl. No. She played the side of beef in peril, dude. Danny Jordan was trying to work the legs, keep her down, take her down. But, of course, Freya the Destroyer, whatever the fuck her name is, wins.
Slayer, get it right.
Did you say a side of beef in peril?
Yes.
Just making sure.
You like that one, right? So it's Freya different. Wins. She wins with probably her only real move of the match, which was a fucking Michinoku driver, which actually came off quite well. But, ugh, I did not like this match at all. I didn't like it at all. I don't know if they were voting for all four of these people at once or they were going to vote for one match and then vote for the other, but it really annoys me. These matches actually got time, whereas the tag match that we got a couple of weeks ago with the Hawks and, Christ, I forget their name, but they were an awesome team too. That match should have got as much time as these matches got, and it didn't, and that was a travesty.
Do you think they gave them less time because they knew what they were getting? Like, we're going to kick off this new show. Like, let's put on these guys and have a great match so people tune in for episodes 2 and 3. And maybe the – I don't want to say less talented guys because Kobe works Evolve. He does a lot of stuff with Joe Gacy and the Unwanted stable and George South. But maybe just – I don't know. Maybe it's easier to give single guys or they're learning from their mistakes. They thought – you know what? The tag team thing went over really well. We got a great reception, but we should have given them like 4 more minutes.
I don't know, dude, because it was rough, man. Like the way I could imagine that the George South match would have been better had they not just fucking worked the claw for the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just weird. Colby didn't get to fucking get any kind of shine at all. Like I have no idea how the kid works. I don't know if he's a high flyer. I don't know if he's a mat wrestler. He really didn't do much of anything. He didn't give it the opportunity to, you know?
Contrast of styles.
It didn't fucking work for me on this day. Like I said, I'm still all in with
the NWA, this day.
This was a fucking clearly.
That's it.
And that's my review of NWA Power. Next week we're getting Superpower, actually, next week. Nick Aldis and Tom Latimer taking on Marty Scurll and Brody King. Tim Storm faces his former nemesis, Jax Dane. The Rock and Roll Express take on the Shooter and the Question Mark. And Camille
we'll finally speak.
has her first match and her first interview. Joe Galli's made a fucking couple of puddles in his drawers already, gentlemen.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what was disappointing?
What was that?
The AEW mystery tag partner.
Yeah?
I didn't like it.
There was no reason for it to be a mystery. Just say Dustin Rhodes is your partner.
I know what the ending put it all together, I guess. It made better sense. But when he was just like, I'm doing this match, and he came out, I was like, oh,
tag team really? Partners are a mystery.
Fucking Dustin Rhodes, god damn it. But they tied it up really nice together at the end with a pretty little bow, which had me super fucking jacked up for Blood and Guts. But as you know, Thursday.
That's one thing. Like, some of the stuff in AEW doesn't tell stories, but when it tells a story, dude, it's fucking good. You don't think?
Yeah. No, look, absolutely. I was kind of like really Dustin Rhodes, but then the way the show ended, I couldn't wait for the next episode.
Who did Nyla Rose team up with?
She teamed up with Bea Priestley.
Okay, so her and Bea went over, and then fucking Bea attacked Nyla and held up the belt?
Correct.
So she's like, well, fuck this. I want the title. That's pretty cool.
I like Death Triangle. I like Death Triangle a lot, actually.
I don't like the name, dude. Come on. Inner Circle, Death Triangle. What's next? What's next? The fucking Party Rumbus? Like, the private party's going to join up with fucking the Luchasauruses?
The Private Party Parallelogram.
The Rowdy Rumbus.
So you don't like all the factions is what you're saying?
No, I don't like the names of the factions. And thank God that woman faction's gone with Dr. Lucifer Chase or whatever the fuck his name
was. Yeah, the Nightmare Collection.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Luther, he signed his first contract with AEW. So.
Did he sign it in blood?
Yep. Yep, he did. How do you like them apples?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes defeated Ortiz in an awesome match. And we found out who Jake Roberts' client was, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah, but we all kind of knew.
I think it's awesome. And they're gonna tell us who the Exalted One is this Wednesday night.
More like the exhausted one.
His just keep on coming.
Now, my question is, are they going to do War Games in this production studio?
They're going to do it in Kevin's basement.
That's right.
All right. I can dig that.
I'd be down for that. That'd be awesome.
I'll make it happen.
Wait, are you boogery too? Did you just snort? You.
You have seasonal allergies, dickhead.
Oh, you guys get the fucking Wuhan flu over here.
No, I don't know. Look, I was like this Thursday, and I took some Benadryl, and I was fine. Although Benadryl makes me fall asleep, so I took an hour and a half nap. So I took Claritin today, so I don't fall asleep, so I can do this podcast, dicko.
I might have the Wuhan flu.
I took my temperature last night. I'm good. I'm actually not even alive. I was at 96 point something. So.
Okay, so yeah, let me ask you this, though.
Like, I'm not a doctor, dude. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Sore throat.
let me ask, is Dr. Luther available?
You can ask me. I'm married to a doctor. That counts.
Sore throat, dry cough, aches.
Like consistent dry cough or like a cough like every now and then?
They say you should try and hold your breath for 10 seconds. And if you can't do that without any kind of pain or discomfort.
That's a myth.
Oh,
but okay. I'm having a little weird, like, I don't know if it's like gas because I drank a lot of White Claws this weekend.
Oh,
so it might just
gross.
Be like gas buildup. So, like my chest is a little weird, but I feel fine. Took my temperature, no fever at all. But it was weird. Last Saturday, I was in a group of like 150, 200 people. So
smart.
It was just like, this was before the whole ridiculousness popped up. Like the not so crazy stuff happened.
Kevin's got the woo flu.
I think I do. I do flu.
Go to work tomorrow. Spread it around.
Go to a doctor, dipshit.
They tell you not to.
To go to a doctor?
Yeah, because they don't want the people in the waiting room getting sick either.
Go to the ER. Or find one of the towns that has the one where you can just drive up and they come out to your car and ask you your symptoms. And if they think you're sick, they'll send you inside.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Like, I'm not coughing. I'm not sneezing. It's just weird. I said, it's probably just gas or something.
Wait, can Kevin take an Uber through the drive-thru?
I bet you he could.
Why would I take an Uber?
You take an Uber everywhere else, dude. What are you kidding me?
Dude, I haven't taken an Uber since the whole Wong Tong.
Since last week when you came here.
To Wong Fu, thank you for everything.
Last Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was before it really blew up, though.
When was the last time you drove your car?
Today.
Oh, there you go.
I had to go to work, you idiot. And I was planning on driving to your house, too.
Well, good thing you didn't.
That's right. The Inner Circle beat up Nick Jackson. They left him bloody, and Jericho called them a bunch of pumpkin-headed dipshits, which I thought was hysterical.
That was kind of crazy that they had him with that underneath the garage door, like just like bleeding from his mouth or whatever.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I loved it. I loved it.
It was very cartoony looking. I was like, really?
Did you like the Christopher Daniels Dark Order video?
I don't remember it.
Where it was like a parody of the Dark Order video.
Yes. Well, he was in the green screen in front of like all the different locations. Very,
yes.
Very funny shit. Very funny shit.
Well done. MJF, the Butcher, and the Blade beat Jurassic Express. I really enjoyed this. I think they continue to make MJF look like a giant chicken shit heel.
That fucking mask that your boy Pepper Parks wears is fucking creepy. The one with like the one eye?
Yes.
That's really fucking creepy, dude. Every time I see him, it reminds me of fucking one of the droids from some Disney movie where they were all falling apart and their bolts were falling out. Like, he looks like he's not like a real person.
But he is a real person,
it's
Tony.
Fucking really creepy.
I love the weird Darby Allin videos where he's dragging a Sammy Guevara dummy in a body bag behind a pickup truck.
Did he paint any doo-doo art?
He didn't.
Oh, boo.
Did you catch the shots fired at the Britt Baker Big Swole confrontation?
No. What did I miss?
No, when...
When they fought in front of Tony Schiavone?
Big Swole said all Baker does is talk. Baker said the only wrestler in Swole's household that people care about is her boyfriend. Swole pointed out her wedding ring and said, "She's married, baby."
You didn't like that, baby?
Ooh,
I thought
I liked
it was
that.
Awesome. And that you know who Big cool. Swole's husband is.
You know, people are texting me that WrestleMania moved to the Performance Center. Like, they don't know we're on the cusp of all the great wrestling information.
Still didn't answer my question, though.
What was your question?
Do you know who Big Swole's husband is?
Stevie Ray.
No, Big Swole's husband is Cedric Alexander.
Really?
Yes.
So now the men are fighting and the women are fighting on a different show? That's kind of cool.
So they were throwing little jabs at each other back and forth. Then Britt Baker threw the coffee in Swole's face.
Britt Baker's a bitch.
I like it. I like that they're kind of...
Oh, she
threw
coffee because Tony Schiavone
different?
Makes coffee. That's why.
That's right. She brought it out for him.
She's a fucking unbelievable.
Death Triangle beat Joey Janela in Private Party. I thought this was a really fun match, and I thought Joey looked great, and the Private Party looked awesome.
It's about time we saw Joey Janela on fucking TNT again.
He's on AEW Dark quite a bit.
I know, but it's been a while since he's been on national fucking TV, you know?
And then Death Triangle locked in a triple submission, thus
it
being
a Death
Triangle.
Holy fuck, yeah. Dude.
And then the best friend saved the day. Then and Orange Cassidy.
Of course they did. Yeah.
Yeah. This week it's Lucha Brothers and Pac against Orange Cassidy and Best Friends. The Exalted One revealed. And a six-man tag for the Blood and Guts advantage.
Now, are they doing... They're doing this in an empty arena somewhere?
They're doing it at a production studio, I thought I saw somewhere.
No audience, though, right?
No audience, correct.
Why don't they just have a couple of people in there? Like, what's the difference?
Because you can't... The tests aren't that easy to come by, and you have to figure... You have to pick and choose. You just can't risk it, because people could have symptoms, and they won't show up for 2 weeks.
And a lot of these places still have that lower level... In terms of how many people you could have in the same place at the same time. So who knows how many people they already have there with their crew and
right,
their staff
point,
and
Kevin.
The roster. So who knows? Like, would it look better with like 10, 15 people there or nobody there? I think it would look better with nobody there.
Good point, K-Dog. Good point.
And I think for WWE and AEW to run these shows, if they can, and production companies and the performance center are smart because people are jonesing to watch something.
Yeah.
So if you're flipping through the channels and you've already watched all your Netflix shows or whatever, and you come across Raw, like Raw will probably do great ratings tonight. Are you coming across AEW Wednesday night or NXT Wednesday night? Like, people are going to be tuning in and watching, and that could, that's a huge plus for professional wrestling as a whole.
That should be interesting to see, like, tonight. Like, we know we had it with SmackDown and Raw. Raw should be different. Raw, actually, tonight's Raw will probably give us the best preview of what WrestleMania is going to look like, because you're going to have Edge there. You're going to have Undertaker there, from what I understand. You're going to have Austin there. So, like Jeff Hardy was talking about how he was looking forward to coming back and he wants that reaction from the crowd. Jeff Hardy came back. There was no crowd. Like, you're going to have Austin, Edge, Undertaker, you know, your regulars, all these guys there. I'm intrigued by what's going to happen on Raw tonight.
It's different just because it's different. And so people are going to tune in and see what's it going to look like. What's it going to
And it's
feel
different
like?
Because you know exactly why it's different. Like, there's the bigger picture scenario surrounding it. As like, we know why this is happening this way, but yet we're still going to watch because it's unprecedented. Like WrestleMania in the Performance Center, whether or not there's people or not, that's like insane. Like, that'll be the biggest story probably in the next 20 years of wrestling.
You know what's going to happen when WrestleMania 50 comes around and they're doing like their whole, you know, like 50 years of WrestleMania and like the history of the WWE and WrestleMania, the biggest show on earth, and all this other nonsense. They're just going to have this like footnote in history where, like, and then the WWE, in the face of the coronavirus, pressed on, and they had WrestleMania in front of zero crowd on pay-per-view and on the network, and it's just going to be some weird fucking thing. Like, yeah, this is part of our history now.
Did you see the meme where it was like, NHL, it's a picture of Vince McMahon like motioning to the entrance, like he's about to introduce somebody, and like the top it says, NHL suspends games. NBA suspends games. The suspense game. WWE introduces coronavirus, but it's not like K-A-R-O-N-A-V-Y-R-U-S.
Yes, that was pretty funny.
I laughed out loud for that, but yeah, it's crazy, man. It's this is like everyone thinks that like AEW coming on the radar is gonna be the biggest story of the decade. No, it's gonna be this, and for a long time.
I think it'll all be in the same, you know, all these shows in front of no people, WrestleMania being in front of no people. I think for the next, like you said, Kevin, 20 years, like there's going to be a lot of documentaries that these companies produce where this, this comes up and how you persevere. And like, look, like we saw in like New Japan, I haven't watched a New Japan show in like a month and a half. Like, they haven't run any shows. Dragon Gate is not running shows over there, which hurts them very much, because outside their streaming service, they just get by on live shows. Like, NWA, who was arguably one of the fastest rising promotions, now, once we get to when the Crockett Cup is, they're done until June. There's going to be a month and a half with no NWA.
At least.
And MLW, they're suspending, like, it's Impact suspended their events in March, and they have a pay-per-view coming up in April here in New York City. Does that even happen?
Probably not.
You know, it's fucking crazy town.
It is crazy.
I saw Ethan Page tweeted, though, that Impact is paying all, like, the, I guess, per diem wrestlers or per diem, you know, employees for the shows that were canceled if they lost bookings and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's excellent. Yeah. The main event of this AEW show, before we get into our watch along, and there's some more news and notes that we can talk about. Hangman Page and Dustin Rhodes beat Jericho and Sammy Guevara. But I think the real story was post-match, with the Inner Circle jumping and beating down Adam Page and Dustin Rhodes, and then Omega coming out to make the save, but he caught a vicious Judas effect. And then Cody ran in, and he got cut off by Hager. And then Ortiz hit a suplex on Cody, and then they went to powerbomb Page off the ramp through the table when Matt Jackson ran in and made a couple super kick saves. And then he flipped off Adam Page before Jericho beat the shit out of both of them with a chair and stood tall. So they're really like, there's dissension in the Elite. The Inner Circle is ruling AEW. I think they're really doing some excellent stuff, and I'm super excited for Wednesday night.
All right, so run that back to me one more time, because full disclosure, like, Wednesday, I think, was the night where all this major new stuff hit outside of wrestling. So, like, I watched a little of both shows, NXT and AEW, but I just, like, for some reason, with all this the coronavirus talk, I just had no interest in watching wrestling for some reason that night. So the dissension is between it's the same dissension between the elite, right?
Yes, it's essentially between Matt Jackson and Adam Page.
Okay, all right, got it. Perfect. I wasn't sure if Cody and picked the side or if
no. Cody and Kenny came down to help fight off the Inner Circle.
And did Dustin have anything to do after? He was just the mystery partner, and that was pretty much it.
I mean, yeah, and he got beat down in the match.
Yeah. So I agree with you that him being the mystery partner was kind of disappointing. Like I said, you didn't have to make it a mystery. You could have just said hey, Dustin Rhodes and they have enough history where you could have been all right, he's the guy. All right, just announce that match as it is instead of building up all this intrigue just to be disappointed by a guy who's on the main roster already. So. Anyway, that's my take.
We had two additions to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Ooh, yes, good calls.
Oh, yeah.
The British Bulldog was announced Thursday on the Corey Graves podcast, which happened to have Davey Boy Smith Jr. on it.
Uh-oh.
And they announced today Jushin Thunder Liger is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Does this mean anything now that there's a good chance – is there going to be a show? You can't, if there's a band, in Jersey, I think it's you can't have 50 people in a room. Right. So are they still going to do this, or are they just going to do it with no crowd and just do it as normal and show it on the network?
Maybe they just do it as a studio show. Maybe they just bring them all into Connecticut and just do it in front of a green screen, or into the performance center and do it in front of a green screen and stuff like that.
They could do it at the performance center right on the stage.
They could do that too.
Set up a little podium.
Is Jushin Liger? Is he going to be able to come to the country?
It's a great question.
Ooh, where is he? Already? I mean, he might be in the country already for all I know. I have no idea where he. I don't keep tabs on the man.
Wasn't there a whole thing a couple of weeks ago where Liger was being handled by Sonny Ono and they fucked over Game Changer Wrestling?
No, that was Muda.
Oh, that was Muda.
Never mind. Wrong Asian guy. Sorry.
It's okay.
But doesn't Sonny Ono have his hand in a lot of the performers from Japan coming over, or was it?
Yeah, but there's a difference between handling it. No offense to Game Changer, it was Game Changer, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Sonny Ono is going to deal with WWE a whole lot different than he would deal with Game Changer.
If it's even the case that he's involved with that,
if it's him involved, yeah.
Now, are you more disappointed because you saw him without his mask on that he's going in the Hall of Fame?
Nah, I just don't care.
Oh, sorry. You don't like Liger going in the Hall of Fame?
He had one match in the WWE.
So Abdul the Butcher had zero, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
I just don't care.
Look at the people in the Legacy Wing that are in there. I've
argued ad nauseum.
They're trying to make it just a wrestling Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. It's just a fucking money grab. If you actually built a Hall of Fame, I'd be more interested in that. And going to see these guys with their outfits there
and wrestling history.
I just don't give a shit. You're going in the WWE Hall of Fame. Great. Here's a ring. Now you can put it on all your fucking promotional appearances, charge people a ridiculous amount of money for your autograph in the WWE encyclopedia, and hopefully live a very healthy, rich life based off of the fact that you were chosen to be a WWE Hall of Famer.
Right. And I mean, that's agreed 100%. But I think what Tony was saying was that he's never wrestled a match in WWE. Does that upset you that he was going in because he never wrestled a match in WWE? Because isn't Magnum TA in?
I don't think so. I don't think Magnum TA is in the Hall of Fame. I could be completely wrong.
I'll look it up right now. But I hate the Hall of Fame shit. It's just getting
right. And yeah, and everyone is in the same boat that hates it for that reason, but. Once you get past that and you look at the question that we talk about every year, every week for that matter, who deserves to be in, who doesn't deserve to be in, wrestled one match in WWE, that was your jumping off point. And that's why I think Tony was Abdullah had zero.
But I don't think Abdullah's a Hall of Famer at all.
Right, but it's more about them expanding, whether or not you agree someone's a Hall of Famer or not, I think it's more about expanding beyond the WWE bubble and letting other people that may have never – really had a a good run in WWE, allowing them to be in just because of what they've contributed to the business as a whole. And now, listen, don't get me wrong. They're capitalizing on Jushin Liger's retirement stuff 100%, I think.
Cause, no, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
So, but now here, like, a question came up in one of the forums that I'm in, is that now do you think, Matt, and I think you'll appreciate this because you have a couple of these already, maybe Mattel gets that Jushin Thunder Liger. Maybe he gets a Legends contract, and maybe they get some Mattel Elite Jushin Thunder Liger figures.
Ooh!
I'll tell you this. A, Magnum TA is not in the Hall of Fame. Okay. B, I already have the Jushin Thunder Liger figures that I want. You'll be hard-pressed to make a better figure than the one they have.
Ooh. True. No, that's a great counterpoint. Did you pull the trigger on the blue one yet?
I haven't seen it on Ringside Collectibles. I haven't looked since last week, so...
Yeah, you may want to hold on to your money for the next couple of months.
I don't know, man. The Hall of Fame is just like whatever. It's just a money grab. It's the same formula every year. A dead guy, a tag team. We're still waiting for a woman, right? They're going to put a woman in probably to round out the class. Yeah, it's just shit to sell shit. And, I don't know.
Oh, no. We have the Bellas. The Bellas are going in.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about the Bellas.
Wait,
do they count as a tag team as well?
I turned off the video, but I could basically see Matt's face right now. Oh, we're still waiting on a woman. No, Matt, we have them. It's the Bellas.
Now, are they a tag team or are they like a woman, though? Or are they both? Are we bucking the system this year?
Yes, Tony. They are women and they're both attacked.
Now, yeah, but are they getting a 2-for-1? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they going to put another woman? Are they going to put another tag team?
They don't have to do – there is no set thing for that.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, come on, Kev. We just mentioned it. A dead guy, a tag team, and a fucking woman.
Formula.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have the NWO. Maybe the NWO is the tag team.
I guess, yeah, that kind of fits.
Does it count that the Bellas might go in as a stable because they're both pregnant?
Well, how many weeks will they be?
Enough to still have an abortion, I hope. I don't know.
Oh, really? Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Jesus, I wasn't expecting to go there.
I mean, look, David Boy Smith Jr., he's, you know, long overdue. Like, there's people who are – I get it. It's a business. But, like, again, I always go back to Bruno, Savage, the Warrior, like – in the last 10 years, these guys are going in with it. They should have been – Bruno, as much as I fucking hate him, he should have been the first guy.
Yeah.
Him or Andre. You can't go wrong with either of them.
Well, Andre was the first guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But to wait like – I don't know. What were we, almost 30 years in before – from the first class? What was it, 94 was Andre, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Andre was 90 because he died in 93.
Well, there were
he was inducted in 94.
There were quite a few years they didn't have classes either.
Yeah, like, it went 94, sort of, and then there was a gap, and then you had, like, you know, the Captain Lou, the Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
And isn't there an actual Wrestling Hall of Fame in, like, Iowa?
There's, like, three of them.
I think, yeah, there's a few of them. Doesn't the Wrestling Observer have a Hall of Fame, too? Is that a legitimate place?
I don't know if that's a real place.
Dave Meltzer's fucking pants? No.
Well, there's a Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, and then there's the Cauliflower Alley Club. I think they're a separate Hall of Fame.
There's a couple. I don't know if it's a. Someone just. I saw something about this literally just a couple days ago about how there are multiple physical Hall of Fames, but I guess maybe they're more territory based. I don't know. I'm not sure. But the main one. What's
is
that?
Is Rob Gronkowski a WWE Hall of Famer?
100%.
What? I fucking hate you.
Put him in this year. Matt,
I hope
put him
you
in
get the fucking coronavirus.
Matt, put him in this year. Actually, you know what? Put him and Mojo in together as a tag team. Boom. Two birds, one stone, donezo.
Because he'll be on SmackDown this Friday, no?
He's a Raw superstar. Oh, Gronkowski. Oh.
Can't wait.
Yay!
Makes his debut
to an empty arena.
The George Tragos. Tragos? Am I saying that right?
Sure.
It's pronounced Drago.
George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame is located in Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo.
The inductees are Luthez, Ed Strangler Lewis, Frank Gotch, Vern Gagne, Dick Hutton, Danny Hodge, Jack Briscoe, Dick the Bruiser, Tim Woods, Baron Von Ratschke, Billy Robinson, Mad Dog Vachon, George Hackenschmidt, Gene Kanitsky, Leroy McGurk, Pat O'Connor, Brad Rains,
Brad
Inoki,
Rains or
Harley
Brad
Race, Gerald Briscoe, Bret Hart, Larry the Axe Henning, Dory Funk, Bob Roop, Iron Mike DiBiase, Red Bastien, Steve Williams, Mr. Perfect is there. Ted Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase is there.
Ted DiBiase.
Saito is there. Roddy Piper, Stu Hart.
Wait, Naito?
No. Saito.
Oh, Saito.
Masa Saito. Yeah, Bockwinkle, Carl Gotch, Bronco Nagurski, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Paul Vachon, Terry Funk, Dory Funk Jr., Gorilla Monsoon, Kurt Angle, Ric Flair, Bill Watts, Scott Steiner, Rick Steiner, Bob Backlund, Iron Sheik, Mr. Wonderful, Dusty Rose, Owen Hart, Dan Severn, Beth Phoenix, Bruno Sammartino.
Beth Phoenix?
Ted DiBiase.
Dan Severn.
Those are all inductees into the
Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. I'm okay with that entire list, actually.
And then Dan Severn?
Yeah, I'm okay with Dan Severn being in there.
You're okay with Dan Severn being... All right.
He carried the NWA when the NWA didn't exist. Like, he brought
But that's not... This isn't an NWA Hall of Fame. This isn't a Carry Me When We Don't Exist Hall of Fame. That's a weird one.
It's a Wrestling Hall of Fame, though.
Wait. That's more weird than Beth Phoenix?
No, Beth Phoenix is a legit super... Oh, that's weird for that one, yes, but it's not weird overall.
Did you mention...
And then Severn was weird.
So those are all inductees. Then they have Frank Gotch Award recipients, James C. Melby Awards recipients, Luthez Award recipients.
Okay.
And this, whoever this George Drago guy is.
It's Ivan Drago.
But this covers MMA, too, because a lot of these George Drago's Award guys are MMA fighters. Pat Milicic. Okay. Dan Severn, Matt Hughes, Randy Couture, Matt Lindemann, Chael Sonnen, Daniel Cormier.
Oh, okay, that changes everything.
But the Luthez Award has Rene Goulet is there, Jim Ross, JBL, Edge, Brian Blair, J.J. Dillon, Magnum T.A., Booker T.,
Fuck
Stratus, Thunderbolt Blair. Patterson.
All right.
Fuck the Brian Blair.
Bubba. And this is like a legit Hall of Fame. Like, you can go to it.
Okay, that's the difference, because you could say there's a lot of names that should be in there that are completely left out, but at least that's a building.
Lex Luger's there.
Oh, man. See, Lex Luger's there, but Sting isn't.
Stan Hansen is there, Bruiser Brody, Sergeant Slaughter, DDP, Jim Brunzel, Road Warrior Animal, Duggan, Foley, Koloff, Ivan and Nikita Koloff, George Scott, Jesse Ventura. It's an interesting place. I'd go check this out.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah, let's get in the car tomorrow. We got nothing else to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? I bet you the coronavirus ain't in Waterloo, Iowa yet.
Waterloo, Iowa.
That's right. Well, we got a watch along to get to. Do we want to tell everybody what we're going to be watching?
Yeah. Super, super, super fly.
I don't even know what year this is. Is this 96?
1997.
We're going back to In Your House Final Four, the fallout from the Royal Rumble that year.
In honor of Happy 316 Day.
There you go. Happy 316 to everyone. We didn't even mention that. What kind of hosts are we? Anyway, it's going to be the Final Four. Vader versus Stone Cold versus Undertaker versus Bret Hart. We're going to be watching along for everybody. But, Kevin, what do we always say?
Oh, back to this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite, where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot, where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety, there is Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS, just news and uncensored opinions everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rantemradio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Wasn't expecting a break.
And in honor of Austin 316 Day, we were coming back from our break with Austin's theme music. And if we got a list of awesome people to mention to you, we've got a Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast, where you can support. If you like what you're listening to, you can support the Shining Wizards for as little as $1. How much, Matt?
$1.
$1 gets you to become a patron. And you get your name mentioned every week as one of our producers. We've got watch-alongs. We've got discount codes. We've got boxes of wizardry. It's all over at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Like I said, for as little as $1. And we'd like to thank those who keep the gravy train rolling, keep the ball moving, keep the hustle $1. With your muscle. $1, baby. First, we want to thank Kathy Hummer. She's the queen of the Shining Wizards. We want to thank Manny Crozzo. He's the king of the Shining Wizards. The AOP of the SWP, Danny and Anthony Russinello. Ryan Arthur Dark Helmet from over at the Elementary Brewing Company, elementary.com. The Shawns, Sean Toe and Sean Kaleo. Brett Simonello, what do you hear? What do you say? Kate the Great Hensler from ondeckic.com. You got something to promote? Kate, your gal. Kate, you're great because she's great. That's right. Matt Garifo, no relation. Matt Mellinger, always appreciate the info he provides to the show. Benjamin Martinez, the ultimate warrior. Christine Frusian, Glaja Friesendorf, the other sign girl. She's awesome too. Metal Chick, Corrine Jansen. Danny Douglas, our pal from DeathmatchOutlaws.com. Mark Parolini, Scotch Drinkmore, Mr. Kenny Horsey. Our favorite from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Big Cop of Pump, Jay Cop. Mr. Motspock himself, Thomas Copps. And of course, last but not least, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are gonna be in William Mercier's hands, if you know what I mean.
Did he fucking leave?
I think we lost Kevin.
We lost KJG.
What's up?
Did we lose you for the break?
You missed your line.
Oh. Lives are going to be.
Oh, and we got a picture back.
Live. Oh, damn it. Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Yo, there was a dead silence, and I couldn't see who was on the screen. And when I came back, it was just Matt saying the line. I was like, oh, fuck, where's Kevin?
No, I think that was me. I think I scrolled up on the thing.
That's all right. Welcome back, buddy.
I'm in. Let's do this.
All right.
So here's what you want to do. You want to open your WWE network. And if you're watching or if you're listening live now, it's 8:07 on the East Coast. You're going to go down to the feature page. There's so
that doesn't matter.
Why would you tell them that? Like, what's the point of that?
I don't know. Shut the fuck up, all these you fucking dickheads.
It's now 8:08 for Kate the Great.
All right, so you're going to go to the WWE Network, and I guess it doesn't matter when you watch this because maybe this won't be on the feature page, so this doesn't fucking matter, so go fuck your hand, okay?
There you go.
So if you're listening live,
go
to Stone Cold vs. Hitman. If you're not, then go to In Your House Final Four from 1997, and you're going to go, and you're going to fast forward all the way to the 1 hour and 10-minute mark, 17 seconds.
Yes.
Got that? Are we all queued up there?
Yes, we are queued up.
Hold on. I'm at 112 because that's where the match actually starts. All right, 110, 12, I'm at. All right.
110, 17. You got the fucking Western Union blimp in the screen.
Right. Yeah, that's where I just was. Okay.
All right, Matt, give us the countdown. You want to do
all right, so we're all at 110, 17.
Yes. You want to do 3-2-1 start or 3-2-1 play or, yeah, I guess that'll work, right?
Can I do 5-4-3-2-1?
If you want to be different, my friend, it's all on you.
All right. We're going to watch this all together now.
Now. 1, 2, 3.
3, 2, 1, play. But anyway,
I've got audio, so if you guys ever need to sync up, you could let me know. So I could also turn it up, too, if we need it. I'll leave it very faintly in the background.
All right. So a little background story. This is the fallout from the 1997 Royal Rumble, where Bret Hart has essentially had it won. Steve Austin was tossed over the top ropes. But the referees, they're blind as fucking bats. So Austin slides back in, and he throws out Bret Hart, which eventually leads to him winning. But these were the final four men that were left in the Royal Rumble that Bret Hart should have won. But the Stone Cold was the winner.
There was a little deliciousness right there booing Vader a couple seconds ago.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, kind of a little bit. This is a great match, by the way. I'm so glad we chose this one. Here's the rules, folks. All four in the ring. No countouts, no DQs. Elimination by over the top rope and both feet hit the floor or pinfall or submission. Last man standing is the new WWF champion.
Tony, they're watching along, Tony.
I'm just reading it, dude. I want to give people the flavor. Because people sometimes don't watch along with these things. Vader's fucking losing his shit, man. He's just throwing everything everywhere.
You know who got the short end of this stick in this match?
Who?
Big Daddy Cool Diesel. You should have been in this match. Fake Diesel. Do you remember that Royal Rumble?
Did you really want to see fucking Fake Diesel?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but Fake Diesel was eliminated by a legitimate person that was still left in the match, no?
No. It was a double. Wasn't it the double? But the referee was still knocked out when Diesel got taken out.
Yeah, but he was eliminated like legally. That was the whole problem with this.
I think it was Austin. Pretty sure it was Austin.
I don't know. Austin looks pretty pissed off here. I don't know what he's all mad about. He's got a chance to win the coveted WWF Championship.
We don't know what he's mad about.
He's mad about. He won the Royal Rumble.
He's a cheater. He should be happy he even got a second chance.
Yeah, but if you cheat and you don't get away with it, doesn't that still make you kind of unhappy?
He's lucky he's in this match because he cheated. Vader giving him the double birds and Austin going right back. He's like, is that all you got, big man? Vader's pissed, dude. I would not want to be on the other side of a pissed off Vader. Fuck that.
When Vader was a heel, did him and Austin ever have... When they were both bad guys, did they ever have a one-on-one match?
Yes, Vader won.
All right, thanks, Tony.
I have no
fucking for clearly making that up.
Of course he's making it up. He's a dickhead.
Not a dickhead. You guys are dickheads. You know, it was weird. I forgot that this was the time that Paul Bearer was with Vader. Here he comes. 75-year-old Undertaker.
Nah, this is when he was good, bro.
Still walks
slowly. This is when... Because 97, that was WrestleMania 13. Wasn't that when Vader and Mankind took on a Bulldog and Owen Hart in the weirdest match ever at WrestleMania?
I don't know if that's pretty weirdness, but it was pretty strange, yeah.
They were all four bad guys going at each other for the tag belts. Pretty sure that was the match.
Yeah,
Paul,
it was.
Paul Bearer was in the corner of Mankind and Vader.
It's hard to believe that this was fucking like 70 years ago and The Undertaker was wrestling at this point.
It wasn't.
And you know what's hard to... I'll tell you what's hard to believe, that Undertaker has an entrance that's under a minute.
Well, because ringside was close to the actual ring, that's why. Like, there wasn't that much of a walk.
Yeah, but still, though, that's a, the quickest Undertaker. That's like the Rockers right there for the Undertaker.
Oh, Kev, he's sad. He's got a tear under his eye.
That means he's killed before, Tony.
He's a fucking murderer. Murderer! Murderer! He killed his parents, for Christ's sakes.
That's it. Look at the Fink.
Dude, we got
Look at Kevin Kelly!
We got the Fink, Kevin Kelly, Gorilla Monsoon. We got everybody here. Want to hear the interview?
I'm popping for the WHL jacket. We're going to find out in just a couple of minutes. I don't take anything away from any of these guys in the ring. Stone Cold's tough. Vader's tough. Undertaker, he's tough. But, you know, I got experience. I got heart. I got everything going for me. And, you know, I don't want any excuses. Whoever walks out of this thing tonight should be... rightfully the World Wrestling Federation champion. The way I look at it, may the best man win. Me.
Oh, cocky Bret Hart. You see, did you notice he said he's got heart too?
I was waiting for you to get there.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the interview, but look at this. He actually gets the camera following him out to Gorilla. This is awesome. I feel like he always had that. He kind of did. I think he was one of, like, he might have been the original guy to have that shit, no?
You know, I mean, I heard he tested positive.
For what? Being the excellence in execution?
I mean, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, you fucking turd.
I ruined your joke, dickhead, huh?
You sure did.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Guess what? Josephus is under the fucking
fuck
mask.
Fuck you,
asshole.
Shut up, la 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 la, I can't hear you.
Look at the hitman. He looks like he's fucking championship gold right there.
The fucking entrance is literally 10 feet from the ring. Where was this? I think this was at the Performance Center.
This was, I want to say it was in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, 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 Chattanooga.
And that's just off the top of my head. I'm a little weird like that.
Fucking we'll retarded cat. Earl Hebner getting call for this one.
Matt, let me ask you something.
Yo.
What was your favorite, like,
wait, retarded kid's
Hart,
getting Bret Hart's,
like,
glasses.
Ring attire. Like, did you like the black singlet and the pink tights, or would you like it all solid pink or all solid black?
I liked it all pink.
Yeah,
it's all pink on the inside, right, Matt?
Just
exactly.
Sticky dice.
The
10 pounds of it.
A little trivial for y'all. The original poster for this was Bret, Austin, Sid, and Michaels.
Oh, ooh. See, all right. That was a. I thought that you could ask a question.
No.
Just a little trivia. So I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, you can tell people that this was. That was the four.
Well, Sid.
All right.
Actually,
well, the reason why the title's available in this match is because Shawn Michaels lost his smile, no?
It's a piece of shit.
It's a fucking piece of dog shit is what he is. Fucking wonky-eyed motherfucker. Folks, pay attention because Vader fucking gets fucking awesome. Awesome. Should I spoil it?
No, don't spoil it.
I can't spoil it.
Let them watch and enjoy. You know why he has all those hearts? Oh, go ahead, Kev.
No, sorry. Tony, did you watch this before the podcast?
I've seen this match before, Kevin, if that's what you mean.
I meant, like, did you watch it, like today? We didn't. We were way too quick.
No, because we just picked this match literally before we started recording.
You're right.
There we go. Undertaker going old school, chopping down that big Stone Cold tree. Vader looking to get back in. Oh, a little belly to belly, baby!
Oh, Jesus Christ. God.
Powered that beast over.
That was awesome.
Was he punching him in the throat? Look at Undertaker. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, fat boy?
Undertaker knows what's up. He knows that his no-selling was going to be the next wave of pro wrestling.
Here we go. Vader taking it to the outside. We got a little bit of action on the guardrail inside. Bret Hart with the vintage rake of the eyes across the top rope.
Very nice young Mike Chioda out there.
Fucking handsome Mike Chioda. Look at him, man. He's got the tan going, the short haircut.
This is smart by Gorilla Monsoon to put two referees at ringside.
Throwing Fink on the floor. Oh, no, man.
It's a rumble, technically.
He ducks the chair, but he
it's
gets him
rumble,
in the belly.
This is the final four match.
Fuck,
yeah, but
dude.
I think isn't the only way to win by tossing
Ooh,
over the top rope?
Did you see those punches to the breadbasket? Fucking Vader.
It's an elimination match.
Shits in, dude.
No, but I think it's also... I think you can get eliminated by getting tossed over the ropes.
Yeah, you
sure.
can. Battle Royal style.
Yeah.
Vader just ate a chair to the face. Kicked back into him, Undertaker.
Do you think that's hard way, or do you think he bladed?
He bladed.
It's kind of hard to tell. Is he bleeding?
No, he bladed. He bladed. If he's going to bleed, he bladed.
He's not bleeding yet.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, Jesus. What a fucking monster of a man.
He might have banged his head on the steps there. In the meantime, Bret Hart with the five moves. Yep, there
he
go.
He's already bleeding.
There we go. I think he got busted on that tackle into the steps.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
dude.
Under his eye.
His face came down on the bottom part of the steps when he got thrown into him.
Wow. Oh, we got a double feature.
It's
I
not
think
this
it was
one.
My chair.
It's not this one.
But look, he goes right underneath. Let's see, that might be hard way.
Yeah, he
goes
look
at him. He bladed.
He might have bladed.
But it's a weird spot. It's like right under his eye, or maybe right above it.
I think he does take the mask off at some point.
Call himself a fat piece of shit.
Is that this? That's not this match, is
no,
it?
No, that's not this one. This is when WWE decided that Shawn Michaels should be the booker and then waste fucking Vader and put him through this this little feud here and then have him fucking lose to fucking Yokozuna.
Vader wanted to shoot Undertaker off and there was just
fucking,
nowhere to
what
go.
Yep. This might be the biggest disservice of guys who went from WCW to WWF.
What, Vader?
Vader should have been that fucking monster heel champion in 96. Instead of Shawn Michaels being a fucking jerk-off little piece of shit.
Well, listen, I'll go back a little bit further. And Vader, when Hogan came in Vader to WCW, Hogan didn't really want to work with Vader either.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Put that one on the list of awful ways to take a stunner. Yeesh!
Because Vader worked too hard, brother.
Christ almighty, did you guys see the fucking Undertaker almost did a Linda McMahon on that shit?
Yeah, we did. This is actually not that great.
No, what had me
feature? Look at this choke slam.
Yeah, dude, I think that bust. I think he got busted open legit. That's way too close to his eye to be a fucking blade job. I think, honest to God, when he got thrown into the steps, he came down on the bottom part of the steps with his face. I think that's what busted him open.
Oh,
Undertaker with the smacks to the belly. Fucking dude, when I was a kid and I was watching this, I mean, I say as a kid, when I was a younger man. I really thought, like, Vader's, oh, my God, he's busted open. How awesome would it be if he fucking wins it? He's all beat up and shit. I really thought Vader was going to pull this out and win this match.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, dude. Absolutely. He's a fucking monster.
Tony,
dude.
Kevin was a smart mark at 12 years old. He knew everything.
No.
Look at his eye, dude. Come on.
But you could tell by then. Even then, you knew that he wasn't going to win. Vader was the weird man out at this point. This is like... Remember, he came in what, like,
no,
96?
Dude.
Early
Austin.
96? This is May of 97.
Dude, Austin.
Shawn Michaels
was
already took him out twice.
This is February of 97.
I was thinking of...
Austin is the weird man out. He hasn't even had his IC run yet at this point.
That's fair.
Don't forget what happens the night after this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what happens the night
leads
after this.
Arguably one of the worst main events of a WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, but I mean, the next night on Raw also leads to a really fucking strange moment for one of the participants.
Brett. Yeah, with Brett and Vince. Come on, this is from 1997. If they don't know already, they know.
Well, you guys were making fun of me fucking talking about Vader getting busted open, and then we're kayfabing everything
else. No, but...
it's always
But I think my point was that I don't think it was really that predictable. There were so many different roads they could have gone down. You think they put the strap on whoever wins this match... Maybe there's people who have never seen this, so I don't want to ruin it.
Wait, this is 97. Austin already had the IC runs. What's the matter,
no,
Tony?
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
He
didn't get the IC belt until after
this. You're right. I'm confusing Survivor Series 96 and 97. All
and
right,
then he lost, and then he lost to Owen, and then he won it back, and then he gave it up to give it to The Rock, and then he won the world title.
No? Yeah, we're still 10 months away from Tyson Austin.
Yep.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, to me, I'm trying to remember. It was either Brett or Taker, right? Like, Vader wasn't being used all that well at this point.
No, he was. I don't think he was ever used well. Once Shawn Michaels decided he was not the guy, I think his whole WWE career was fucking shot.
Yeah, and it was also one of the trajectories of the WWE was changed when Shawn Michaels decided to.
Fucking dude, Vader with the stun gun to the railing on the outside. Look at, dude, Vader's blood is all over Austin's abdomen. It's like a fucking cake of blood. I think Mark Eaton just fucking ate it hard.
We could just stop watching right now.
It was rough, dude. Like, Vader's lost quite a few times in this match. Maybe that's why they didn't pull the trigger on him winning the title.
Yeah, but this is not fucking Vader getting an Irish whip across the outside of the ring. Like, come on. That's not Vader style. This is Vader style. I would have loved to see Vader and Austin in a fucking feud for the world title. Are you kidding me?
Vader's yeah. He's so fucking pissed, dude. He's just throwing the fucking bell. This is, oh, dude, I love this. When I watched this when it first aired, I was fucking loving this match.
Well, because they served up such gems as the Nation of Domination against Goldust, Flash Funk, and Bart Gunn. Plus Romero against Leaf Cassidy.
Can I ask you a question?
That's what we should have watched.
Undertaker was handling Vader. Why would he just fucking pull Bret Hart out? And Austin just got his nuts fucking twisted.
Because it's a fatal four-way, Tony.
I know, but you just would have figured he would have fucking just, like, let the Undertaker do the job and take a little fucking break, you know? Yeah, Undertaker had Bret Hart well in hand.
Ooh, a leg drop to the dick.
To the penis.
Look at this. Look at this. Bleachers in the back there.
That's how they roll in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What did you think of Vader's bump on the railing?
Oh, there's chairs. Never mind.
I mean, it wasn't the worst bump I've ever seen. He's fucking gushing blood. Now you're going to have him do fucking high spots? That's a high spot for Vader. That's and a moonsault. He's
so
good.
It's so fucking great, dude. This was so fucking great.
This is like pandemonium. This is fantastic. I'm really enjoying watching this. Let me ask you a question while we watch this. I put something up on the Twitter the other day. If you were quarantined for 14 days, what are you watching on the wrestling scale, on the networks, on the streaming?
Well, you know I like to watch a lot of weird shit anyway.
Yeah, you went down that Wrestling Society X rabbit hole the other day.
I know. I'm up to like episode 5. They were introducing Matt Classic. Dude, there were so many names that we know now that were in that fucking thing. It's crazy.
Oh, look at Sid. Well, Sid, that was on MTV, no?
Yeah. Fucking 3-6 like Mafia
MTV,
was on
it was like
there.
MTV like 2 or some shit.
Zach Wilde fucking did commentary on there. It was really strange how many different people. Look at this. Vader's going for a fucking sharpshooter on the out. He couldn't roll Bret over. He couldn't fucking roll Bret over. How great was that?
Vader's the MVP of this match.
He couldn't even hold on to the fucking sharpshooter. How awesome is this?
God, he got Irish ripped into the guardrail where we had to use a GPS to redirect his route. and they tried to put a sharpshooter on Bret Hart underneath the ring.
And he's bleeding like a stuck pig.
Yeah.
He's looking for somebody. This is the best thing that could happen for him. He actually gets a fucking break. Dude, now imagine right now with these three on the outside. Imagine Vader hits the opposite ropes and does a fucking tope and just takes them all out.
Tope's not his thing, man.
I understand, but you'd see a fucking guy like a Jeff Cobb doing that these days.
Yeah.
You know?
Today that would have been a thing. Would have been like a Keith Lee, like.
Exactly.
Plancha. Yep. I agree, Tony.
Vader didn't put. All right, now there. Right there, before the Thez press, Vader fucking Austin ducked a clothesline. Vader threw a straight clothesline, and Austin went underneath it. Vader didn't throw it high on purpose, and Austin just kind of walked under it. Like, he actually fucking ducked a clothesline there. You don't
see
that much
anymore.
Yeah, he
can't see anything. Vader can't see a thing. Jesus Christ,
what a shit fucking clothesline. He's just going to choke
him. Oh, look at him. That's, you know what's fun? So I like this, the blood in the match, and the referee doesn't put his gloves on. I love it. Earl Hebner is a true professional. What are we going to work on, Brett? The back. That a boy.
That's it. Loosen it up, baby. Going to put him in that fucking sharpshooter.
Get some.
By God. Stone Cold. By God. Wow.
Christ. Oh, and a pile driver. Oof. Nice. That's a fucking great move. I can't believe they don't let people do pile drivers anymore.
Well, because fucking 8 months after this, another heart would fucking paralyze them. I can't understand why they don't allow them anymore. Jesus Christ.
It's wrestling,
dude.
It's not ballet.
It's fake, right?
I never said that. Vader bomb?
Oh, he's going all the way up. He's going for the Vader salt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Fuck me, dude. Imagine he split his pants.
Oh, not the best Vader salt, but good.
But you could tell it was a fucking load of shit coming down the way he just fucking flopped.
He's not in the worst shape of his career.
No, he actually held his own here. I'm kind of impressed.
I liked Vader in WWE. He was my Jax champion for a lot of times.
Ooh. How many times?
Several. Several times, I'd say. There was a lot of stop and starts in my fig fence.
See, he would always be – him and Sid were always my tag team go-to. Like, you'd always have, like, a one-on-one title match main event. Then you'd have, like, the tag team main event with four main eventers. So it'd always be, like, Vader and Sid versus Kane and Undertaker.
Vader was looking to cut a promo, so the Undertaker was happy to give him the cord.
Boo.
I'm trying. Leave me alone.
Yeah, clearly.
Vader should have gave Paul Bearer a hug just to get fucking blood all over his white shirt.
See, like, dude, if Vader worked a lot with these guys when he first came in, I think he would have been champion. Because these guys can – they don't mind, like you see Vader's not – he's throwing fucking bombs in there. Like, these guys will work that way.
And look at Austin.
His first real program was with Yokozuna, right? He was, like, bad guy in the stable with Camp Cornette. And then Yokozuna and him kind of, like, messed around. Then they had a little feud, and then – then he went right to Sean, right?
Yeah,
maybe like an Ahmed, maybe like an Ahmed Johnson here and there. I think he went right to, or Jake the Snake, maybe. I think he went right to, pretty much went from Yokozuna to Sean, maybe with like a couple in between.
Well, he fucked up Jake at the King of the Ring when Jake beat him, and then he hit him with the Vader bombs and shit.
Yeah.
Put Monsoon out after the Rumble or before the Rumble?
It was after the Rumble because Monsoon like tossed him like out of the Rumble, and then I think the next night on Raw, I think, or one of the Raws after that, he Vader bombed Monsoon to the point where like even like Cornette was like, no.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
It was shortly after his debut.
Yeah, and then fucking the Shawn Michaels disaster.
Well, Vader.
Yeah, because his debut was the Royal Rumble 1996.
Well, Vader, legit, he had a legit hip surgery, so in order to write him off, they had him attack Gorilla Monsoon so people would remember that he's a fucking monster. Poking the Undertaker in the eyes.
That's right.
Did you notice in the background before, by the way, that Austin and Brett were both trying to dump each other over the top? Not too much of a stipulation that was coming into play in this match so far.
They haven't brought that up at all other than the beginning of the rules stuff.
You can tell Vader's aghast a little bit here because him and Undertaker are just kind of choking and poking each other.
Well, this is the longest match he's fucking ever had.
This is a long match.
No, didn't he go 30 minutes with Ric Flair when he dropped the title to him?
That was 93, though.
Well, it's only a couple years later.
Yeah, it's 4 years later. Style. Different style of working.
What do you think of Vader's punches where he just kind of clubs the guy in the side of the head?
I love them. Love them.
They're just so fucking, like, vicious looking.
So Vader's first real feud was with Yokozuna.
Jimmy.
Ooh, sorry.
He kicked him in the penis.
Saw that.
The fucking mini Vader is fucking down for the count. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Vader was in Camp Cornette, and he handcuffed Yokozuna and beat the shit out of him at Inner House 6 when that was Yokozuna against the British Bulldog. Oh, yeah, he hit him right in the dick. Double feature. Now, then he was in a six-man tag match against the team of Ahmed Johnson, Jake Roberts, and Yokozuna.
Yo, you missed the fucking side Russian leg sweep from Vader.
It's all right.
Fuck, dude. Or was it Brett giving it to Vader? Austin's going bye-bye.
What did he do after that?
After Mania, he was in the International Incident where it was Vader, Owen Hart, and the Bulldog against Shawn Michaels, Ahmed Johnson, and Psycho Sid.
And Psycho Sid was supposed to be – he took the place of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that set up Michaels and Vader at SummerSlam.
Boom.
And then after that, he feuded with the singles match in 97 against The Undertaker at the Royal Rumble. And that's where poor Paul Bearer helped Vader win. Then this match. And then at WrestleMania 13, he was in that weird tag team match.
Yeah. And then he turns face at some point after that because it leads into... Because it doesn't, like, Kane beat the shit out of him at some point, and then he interferes in the match.
He wrestled Taker at Canadian Stampede, and then he wrestled the Patriot the next night on Raw. And then he turned face after the match when Bret Hart was laying out the Patriot with the Canadian flag.
Yeah. Then it was some weird – I can tell you that Survivor Series. It was like Team USA versus Team Canada. It was, wasn't it like Vader, Goldust, Blackman, and Mark Marrow versus Furnace, LaFon, Anvil, and Bulldog?
Yes, you are correct.
Baby.
Oh, God.
That was such a weird match. And this was when Goldust was in his, like – it was right before his, like, weird Goldust phase, I think. Because then it's a Vader-Goldust feud. Yeah.
And they feuded with Kane and No Way Out. And then that was really it. They had that stupid mass versus mass match at Over the Edge.
And that's him versus Patriot? Or him versus Kane?
Him versus Kane. And that's where you said, I made the biggest mistake of my life. Maybe Vader time is over. I'm a piece of shit. A big fat piece of shit.
While you guys are talking, Stone Cold just got eliminated.
Good, he fucking deserves it, because he's a fucking loser, Tony.
Not a loser, he's a cheater. There's a difference.
I wonder
He's got gold dust stuck to his thigh, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that, a hole in the back of his leg?
Yes, Bret Hart fucking thumbed him in the leg, and that was it.
Whoa, Vader just fucking hauled off.
Jesus Christ.
I love those punches.
Yo, Jesse Bowman was just waving goodbye to Stone Cold. From Holy fuck, dude. Hey, Rene Goulet sighting. Tony Garea sighting. Holy shit.
Chad Patton sighting. Billy Silverman sighting. Sighting. I wonder why Vader, I think Bischoff has talked about on his podcast, why he didn't go back to WCW after this, because he would have been like the perfect WCW foil back in like 98, 99.
He went to Japan to go make money with Bigelow, didn't he?
Well, Bigelow ended up in WCW, because Bigelow was in ECW and then showed WCW.
But wasn't there a short while like during that break where Bigelow was in Japan with him, or was that earlier?
I think that was a lot. I mean, I know the original run they had, like, early.
Because then Bam Bam around this time eventually winds up in ECW, like, in 97. And then he eventually winds up in WCW in 99, I want to say, with the Triad.
No, he was there in late 98 because he was involved in the finish of Starrcade 98 with Nash and Goldberg.
Okay, but then he became part of the Triad with Canyon and DDP.
Oh, that was much later.
Really?
He returned to All Japan Pro Wrestling and teamed with Stan Hansen.
What year?
1998.
Okay, so then his Bigelow run must have been earlier than that.
And then in 1999, he won the vacant Triple Crown title. He then won the Champion Carnival.
Ooh.
That's it. Vader had enough of the fucking mask.
And then he lost to Kobayashi, and he took some time off. Then he joined the newly created Pro Wrestling Noah, where he was a tag team champion with Too Cool Scorpio.
Ah, that's right. So he must have been getting super paid in Japan to not go to WCW.
What was he going to do in WCW? The fucking NWO was running the fucking house.
I mean, in 99, not really. Towards the end of Sid came back. Yeah, Bigelow came back.
Paul Bearer, you dirty piece of shit.
Road Warrior Animal came back.
Japan just pays way too much money, dude. Japan always has a spot for guys like Vader.
Oh, and he's probably getting paid handsomely.
And it sounds like they highlighted him very well. Superplex?
Holy fuck, dude. He's like, don't kill me, Brett. Don't kill me, Brett.
He's still on the second rope right now. Okay, there he goes.
Ooh.
Brett slipped a little bit there, but he still got him over. Holy cow.
Oh, good.
How bad do you think fucking Vader's tights smelled for this match? You think he actually washed them?
Yeah, I think that he was still washing his tights at this time.
At least it's not on backwards.
Good call, Kev. Good call.
Yeah, we shouldn't speak ill of the former guest, R.I.P. Vader.
A little sharpshooter action. Undertaker's dead. We can talk. You know, we talk shit about him all the time.
That's true. That's a good point.
Turn him over. Get him, Brett.
Got him over.
Tap, you fucking slob.
Now,
come on, you beer. What a dick.
Why would you fucking do that? That makes no sense on so many levels. This is why nobody likes you, fucking Undertaker.
You want to know why the Undertaker did that? Because he's a cherry-picking son of a bitch like the NWA champion Nick Aldis. That fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, you dirty rock.
Speaking of
cherry-picking. But that was fucking stupid. Why would you break that up? Why wouldn't you grab the Undertaker from the other grab Vader from the other side or fucking pull on Bret to get more leverage to fucking
Tony.
Make him quit?
Tony.
If you tell me it's a
Bret
fucking
Hart's
work.
Back was Bret Hart. Bret Hart's back was to Undertaker. Maybe Undertaker thought he can get him over the top rope.
Well, he thought wrong.
He didn't,
fucked everything up.
Yeah, he didn't execute well. Maybe his idea was, while Bret's back was turned, maybe I'll just get him out of this hold and toss him right out over the ropes.
Gerald Briscoe sighting, too, by the way.
Did you say Patterson? General?
General, not the general.
Vader bomb. Oh, no. You
he
can't
sat up and this fat
man.
Fuck is still going to... Oh, okay. Now
here,
I realize.
Here
it. Oh, he gotta be it, right? Balls and eliminated.
How many fucking ball shots is Vader going to take in this match? Jesus.
Ooh, it looks like.
Look at that.
Get Austin out of the ring.
You hear the fucking pop for this shit, dude? The crowd is fucking molten.
Come on, Earl. Get him out of the fucking ring. There you go, Undertaker. Jesus
Thanks,
Christ.
Buddy. Nice shitty clothesline there, Mark.
Vader with a low blow oversell, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Dun 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 dun. My Kyoto. Dun 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 dun. My Kyoto.
Brett was always good at getting his ass kicked.
Of course he was.
I love that choke slam where Undertaker follows through and just doesn't just drop him. That was like that Scott Hall Razor Ramon choke slam where you just whip him into the ropes, choke slam, and just go down right with him.
I never understood the tear.
He's sad, dude.
It means that in like cultures, it means that you have killed somebody before. If you get like a tattoo of a drop,
Are they letting Austin still fucking interfere in this match? Yo, he thought he was eliminating Bret, but he didn't.
No, he crushed
a rattlesnake, Tony.
DTA, you dumb son of a bitch.
That's fucking right. Pat Patterson sighting too. Now we got the whole fucking menagerie out there.
I just said that. Banana.
Oh, I thought that was gonna. Oh, fuck you, Austin. Take some. Get some donkey.
T Donk.
This makes
me so
fucking. Oh, here we go. This is it.
Oh, yes. This is it. Yeah. 4-time WWF champion, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, baby.
I love that winged eagle. This coronavirus.
Now, this was all Austin's doing because he knew in his back pocket he was going to get Bret at WrestleMania, yeah?
No.
No,
Sid had his match in the cage.
It was a cage match on Monday night. The next night, Sid versus Bret, and then Bret. That's when you had the infamous Bret McMahon pull the hockey fight.
Right, because I think both of these guys got involved in that, Undertaker and Sid. Right.
In the match.
Yes.
Well, because Austin was trying to make sure that Bret retained the title. Yeah.
Yes, and Taker wanted Sid. I guess.
Yeah.
So Taker was like, oh, fuck this. Yeah. So Austin's game plan all along was to fucking keep Bret hot for that so he would get his shot against Bret at WrestleMania. That's why that was all going down that way. And then there was question going into Mania whether or not they were going to wind up switching the title onto fucking Austin again to make that Bret versus Austin for WrestleMania for the title, which of course they did.
No, wasn't there a possibility that Shawn would be better, or was that no? That's why Shawn left, because Shawn didn't want to lose the belt back to Bret at 13, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Matt's what? Fucking...
It's fucking 1997. We're a month away from WrestleMania 13, and there was a commercial. Commercial for WrestleMania 12?
Had to go back.
On costume home video May 6th, or was that 13?
Oh no, let's see. I mean, I just went back. Flash Funk was doing his 450. Bret Hart has somebody in the sharpshooter. Ahmed Johnson is being Ahmed Johnson. Shawn Michaels has the belt on at 12.
I stopped it already.
LT, Andre, Undertaker with the drop. Let's see. Sid with the belt. Coliseum home video, 13, coming May 6th.
Okay, 13. So, never mind. I thought it was 12. I misread.
Yeah.
Apologize, Yaddle Doodle.
No. I mean, the logos then were pretty much, I think the 12 and 13 logo were pretty much the same, other than the obviously the extra I.
No, WrestleMania 12 had the XII, didn't it?
Well, that's 12.
Yeah, well, WrestleMania 13 was just a number, and it had the flame behind it for heat.
On this commercial, it had XIII.
That's dumb.
Maybe they didn't know. Maybe they didn't have the marketing plan yet. Oh, here comes. You guys are probably already there.
Oh, no, I stopped it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Sid is coming out to confront Brett.
Oh, is he?
So what do you think of this one?
I thought it was fun. I mean, I don't know if it's because we were just watching it and talking about it, but I had a good time.
Yeah, I think it still holds up, no? I was a little fucking, all right, enough with Stone Cold being involved, but I think I was feeling the same way when I first watched it years ago.
There was a lot of weird stuff that went on in it, but it was, I mean, again, it's a four-way match.
Stone Cold's a dick. That's what it
is. I have more news.
Oh, shit.
Is this WrestleMania related?
It is. It is WWE's statement to this writer and other media outlets was consistent. The WWE Hall of Fame ceremony and NXT TakeOver will not take place as previously scheduled.
No, what?
We will share further details as they become available.
So they canceled NXT.
Well, wow. It will not take place as previously scheduled, which means it may still take place, but just not in the manner that it was supposed to happen.
At this point, do you cut your losses and just go with Mania?
I don't know.
I'm pissed now.
Are you?
No.
Oh. I guess I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, all right.
I've been holding it in for 2 hours.
Kevin's making dumpies.
You think he's going to take a shit?
No. Just the number one ski.
Are we going with you?
I'll be right back.
Oh, Jesus. Bye. Go piss! Right, Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys. Oh, guys. Man. Guys, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Hold on. Bye. Hold on.
Let's end the show.
You want to do it?
Why is he in the bathroom and just hang up?
He's going to get so mad. Should we just disconnect him? Let me disconnect him?
No, don't disconnect them.
All right, do we have anything else that we can cover real quick? Because I really want to fucking wrap this up.
I think that's it. I think that's all the news and notes from the week. AEW Wednesday night is going to be on TNT. Raw is on right now at the Performance Center. We've learned today that WrestleMania 36 will be at the PC. The future of the Hall of Fame and NXT TakeOver is in limbo. NWA has stopped with their live tapings going forward in the Crockett Cup, so we won't have that. Ring of Honor should have TV, because I know they did a bunch of tapings, but nothing with the fallout from the 13th anniversary show and the past versus the present. MLW will finish up their Philadelphia tapings, and you can see that on BN Sports, and then they're shut down. So,
dude, it's all the shit I like to watch. There's not going to be any more MLW. There's not going to be any more NWA. You know, like, it stinks. I get it. Still stinks.
Well, you have about another month of NWA TV. It helps that they did studio tapings, and they'll throw a couple more squared circles out, no?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I forgot that the Crockett Cup's still like another month away. Yeah, so we still have a month of NWA.
And we'll still get AEW in the...
How much more MLW is there to look forward to? Do you happen to remember from going there? How many more?
I mean, they don't tape it in order, so
yeah.
No,
I can't say exactly how many more. I'd say there's at least two more.
I would say at least, right? Because they're not going to do the big main event next week, but they're probably going to do it in 2 weeks,
right?
And then that'll be it. I guess it's going to be a whole lot of fucking news about what other promotions are going to be changing their business, what kind of game plans they're coming up with, and probably a lot more watch-alongs in the future for us, I guess, at least for the time being.
Yeah, I think we're gonna let loose our tag tournament that we put together in October.
Oh, thank the fucking Lord above. It's about time. I remember when we were trying to get this shit out after the Sting of the Ring. Like, you wanted to do this immediately, and you did all the work, put it all together. We picked all the teams and everything. And then it was like, well, let's just prepare for 8th anniversary. And it's like, well, then we got Christmas coming up. And then it just kind of fucking went away.
Yeah, but it was still there. So it's not like we have to do a ton. There's really literally nothing to do.
Absolutely. And
it's
considering
all seated, and we just have to – I don't even know if we need to put out a graphic for it. I could just start putting the matches out on social media.
And this is your makeup for the NCAAs going away. We're going to be your official 64-man team elimination tournament.
Yeah, maybe I'll put up a Facebook post tomorrow with all the teams and their seedings.
That'd be cool. Do you need a graphic? You have a graphic ready, don't you?
Didn't no, you? I couldn't. I don't think I could figure out a graphic.
All right, then we'll figure that out.
But long story short, me, Kevin, Tony got together. We picked 32 teams from 1981 to 1999 or 2000.
Well, I don't even remember. Was it 81 to 2000 and 2000 to present? Something like that.
I think I have it right here. As my notes open up, I don't have it here.
Yeah, so you could see such luminaries as Greg Gagne and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel. They made the tournament, didn't they? I even forgot. We got to take time to go over this before we put it out there, I think.
Well, I have it right here.
Oh, you going to read them all?
No, you said you want to wrap up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We can put it out there. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I gotta just open up the laptop that died, and I can get all the info.
I gotta do the thing.
That's right.
I gotta do the thing. We got 64 team elimination. We took 81 to 2000 and 2001 to 2019. We picked 32 of our favorite teams from those eras, and then we ranked them from 1 to 16 into 4 separate regions into a single elimination tag team madness matchup.
Oh, man.
And there are some doozies in there. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting. Don't spoil anything yet. Don't spoil anything yet.
No, we'll have to – we can do – so many ways we can do this. We could do a bracket a day where we can announce all teams. We could put all teams out at once. We'll decide later. But we want to stay interactive during this time when we know you're going to be probably in the house and running out of things to do. So, head over to – does our website work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're good. We're at probably 60% right now. We've got episodes going back almost a year, so things are getting rebuilt and redone. So no thanks to GoDaddy, they could go fuck themselves. But yep. Things are getting back to normal. Also, I found some new software that our buddies from Inconclusive Breakdown introduced me to, where we can put up videos on a private channel. And not necessarily do commentary with them, but we can all watch them together and chat about them. So we might put up some old wrestling stuff, like, you know, maybe on a random Tuesday or something like that. We also put up some old Mevo videos from the archive. We've got our interview with
fantastic
David Starr. We've got an old interview with Darius Carter. We got Kevin and I, when we interviewed Barry Horowitz, is up there. So you can watch Kevin and I as we chat.
So if you have 6 hours of your life to spare, which I'm sure you do.
Yeah, so there you go. We check that out on the YouTube channel. We're always coming up with different shit, and especially now since, it's going to be kind of hard with a lot of the promotions taking a break. You know, bring some different shit to you guys.
And keep your eyes open for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I know they taped all their stuff. And our friend Zicky Dice will be rocking that pink and black with that $16,000 fanny pack he's rocking.
Oh, they're available now. You can buy your fanny pack. Go to ZickyDice.com, and if you put in a coupon code, Outlandish, you get it for $30. So it's like $15,000 and change off. You heard it here from your boys at the Shining Wizards.
Oh, man.
Eat that deal.
But if you don't want to use the coupon, drop the 16 Gs. I'm sure Zicky Dice will be very happy for that.
Yeah, he would. So just keep tabs on us at Wizards Podcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. ShiningWizards.com is the website. If you want to catch up on some of our archives, our older episodes, you're just tuning in now and you want to meet the boys, there's some gems on there, I'll tell you that. My Ring of Honor special, I think I said the match between the Young Bucks and Red Dragon.
No, the Red Bucks and Dragons, the Young
Dragons against the Red Bucks or something like that.
Well, you were thinking of our old buddy, the Young Dragon.
Yeah, all right.
Or maybe the Young Dragons from WCW.
Or I'm just an idiot.
Actually, this is not the Stone Cold music I wanted to play. This is the one I wanted to play. This is the one I wanted to play. Heel Turn Austin. There we go. I got closing music tonight, fellas.
Because it's only the beginning. Step up! Coronavirus is going to kill you!
Yeah.
I hate this.
Oh, this is good stuff, man.
It's only the beginning.
Well, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy. Don't catch the fucking corona. Don't catch anything. Take your vitamin C. Wash your balls. Wash your hands. Sanitize. And don't buy all the toilet paper. There's some old folks out there that could use a couple of wipes.
Yeah, don't be fucking selfish, you fucking tools.
You don't need 10 dozen eggs. You're not making 6 egg omelets like fucking Matt over here.
And you don't need all the toilet paper. You have a fucking shower in your house.
Yeah, wash your
ass. Worst case scenario, just wash your ass, you stinky fucking wrestling fans.
Well, buy some fucking wet wipes. They make them.
Yeah, you can't flush those, though.
So fucking throw them out. Throw them out the window. Pretend you're living in San Francisco.
All right. Is that what they do out there?
Yeah, something like that.
All
right. Either that or they just shit in the street. I don't know. That's what I heard.
We'll be back next week.
We will be back. Don't worry. Your boys will still be here. We ain't going on hiatus. Fuck that shit.
That's right. Form, some form. We'll be floating around. Don't you worry.
Yeah, we'll be here. Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
I'll fucking kill you. I swear to God. Why?
Just to get you fucking riled up before I hang up, and you go.
No, don't worry. I have to read his fucking depressing Facebook post. I am supposed to be in this community, and we are the last line of defense. And you need to thank the EMTs and everyone who put their lives on the line to save the people. I didn't tell you to be a fucking EMT, Phil. Sick to what is that? Oh, a laughing emoji. Sick to being a fucking wrestling podcaster, you shithead.
All right. Good night.
Kevin's had enough. Kevin said,
Kevin's done. He
fucking left.
Kevin punched out.
All right, now we do the after hours show. What are you wearing?
Kevin definitely murders people in his basement.
Oh, no doubt. No fucking doubt, dude.
Did you see the video down there? Yikes.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
All right, go do whatever you need to do with your family. I'm going to go make dinner or something with my wife.
You going to make a fucking half a dozen egg omelet?
No, she made tuna salad this afternoon. It was really slamming, and I don't kind of want to cook, so.
All right, awesome.
We also have Barramundi from our HelloFresh, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. We had hot dogs and chicken nuggets for dinner tonight.
Kevin had to take a shit. That's why he hung up.
Oh, did he really? Hey! Kevin's having a karate fighters tournament in his fucking stall. Hey! Hey! Who won, Kev? Sonny or fucking Max Mini? Hey!
We'll be back next week with the Shining Wizards Cup and much more wrestling news talk and more.
Whatever. See ya!
See ya.
Later, bitch.
See ya, buddy.